Okay.
Now you're gonna have to move your
You'll get help, don't
your
worry,
cock holster closer to your mic holster.
Well, that's what this is for.
I was about to say, I like
put
how
it on
the
head. That way it's close to you when you need to speak into it.
He has a gift. He's got a gift.
He does.
All right, so. All right, Colin, I'm going to need you to yell nerds as loud as possible, and then I'll come in.
You can do it down in.
You stand closer to Niall's mic and just go fucking.
Nerds!
It sounds better when you're like walking in.
Okay. Like, all right.
But tell me when.
Nerds! Okay, and that, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 4? This is episode 3. Anybody know? Does anybody fucking know? Everyone's giving
four.
Me hand signals.
This is 4 at least.
This is episode 4 of season 3. 3.5. This is Joe from Joe Tackles the World. Please hold your applause. I'm surrounded by other nerds, the nerds in the night, if you will. It's like ladies in the night, except not as cute. Thank you, Colin, for the intro. That is a callback to an older movie. You old pieces of shit out there will remember. It's from Revenge of the Nerds. That's right.
Such a
clearly,
fucker.
I'm not old enough to remember. So in tonight's show, we do have a new guest. His name's Richard. Richard, go ahead and say something for the crowd at home.
Something.
Where are you from, Richard? Just talk, Richard. Just say something.
I drew a blank. I'm sorry.
Just say anything. Anything.
Anything.
Dicks.
No,
two dicks.
Richard is short for dick.
Yeah, dick. Yeah,
it's actually backwards. Dick is short for Richard.
He's got a character. He's never played D&D before. He did play some 4K combat. He probably played some 2K NBA. Have you played that before?
I have not.
He plays Destiny. Lots and lots of Destiny.
And then tonight, what we have is we have Matt. Matt's back. Matt, go ahead and say some shit for the people at home.
Thanks for having me.
Matt's a very quiet guy, but he's gonna grow into it.
He's actually he seemed almost grateful to be here, which is more than can be said about anyone else.
That's true.
It's D&D, man. It's not the company.
It's got nothing to do with you guys.
I tried for like a good hour to cancel this before. Like, I truly did not want to.
Like,
do
it's
this.
Your own fucking podcast. God damn it, man!
I got back and I was like, "Shit, really?"
I
like,
perfectly
my only
good
chance
plans
at adult
to come
talk.
Play Pokemon Go tonight.
Yeah, big news. If you're a Pokemon Go player, that still exists.
Yeah.
Second news.
You know what? A lot of people have started playing again.
It just had a big update.
I downloaded the app and I logged right back in. Caught 2 Pokemon. Felt sorry for myself, deleted the app, and said, "Don't tell anybody." I whispered to my iPhone, "Don't tell anybody what I did."
What's going on tonight?
We're playing D&D. What the fuck? What the fuck? That's Colin. Colin, why don't you say hello to people on Niall's microphone there? Don't let him put it any lower.
Put it back where it goes. So. We're family, all right?
Tell us about the pickle knife story.
That was already on a podcast.
I want to hear Colin's side, though.
He was on the podcast.
Were you?
Where we discussed it.
Were you?
He was sitting there the whole podcast.
Yeah, instead of a guest.
Nigga stole my knife.
You can't see the. You can't see the N-word on the show.
It always has cheese.
Yeah. I think the one you're trying to miss is the R.
Colin does not represent the views of other people on this podcast. But yeah.
It's your own fault for asking questions of the live studio audience.
Yeah,
like, you should know better.
I had to ask the only drunk person in this entire room, so that's my fault. What are you drinking, Colin?
It smells like permanent markers is what it is, but it's whiskey. That
is it? It's clear. What kind of whiskey is it?
Artbeg.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a good scotch.
Oh,
so
that's
basically,
why it's clear.
Basically, here, take a whiff of this, Joe.
Okay.
Take a whiff. He
try it if you want.
Just
no,
smelling this makes you have to turn your 7-year.
Oh
yeah.
Fucking
hey, Joe. I'll see you at AA. I expect you to turn your going back in. So now, let me ask you: does that smell like one of those big black permanent markers?
It smells like big black something, and it's probably a marker.
You see, ideally, scotch should taste like.
Shit.
Roofing tar with burning tires, with peat And then maybe, I don't know, there's something else too.
Paint thinner.
Middle class poor workers is what I smell. I saw their sunken, dirty ass faces voting for Trump. That's what I saw when I smelt it. All over. So, tonight.
I'm sorry. We have the lowest unemployment rate of your lifetime right now.
Okay, so if you would like to continue huffing paint thinner for the rest of the night, that's fine. Alternatively, we could play some D&D.
Can we also build a wall on this episode and keep?
I really want a wall to appear like right between you and me.
Had you not lowered my wizard strength, I feel like I could have built a wall.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So before the show, we would have started on time, except I randomly generated a character and I made him. His name is Smith One. Yeah, he had a strength of 15 and intelligence of 3. This, the only thing he was going into battle was as a tampon. Like, this guy wasn't going to do shit. He wasn't even going to fight himself. He was an inner Timbor.
Like, he would go in, probably completely fail to cast a spell, walk over and just, like, really bitch slap somebody. A nice mark across the face, but realistically, you're not allowed to do things anymore.
I can't. No, he's absolutely right, though. I am, hands down, the worst D&D player.
You have more strength than your... What are you?
I don't know how to read that.
Clifton, what is
he's a rogue.
What is Joe?
Joe's a rogue.
I was stronger than a rogue.
Yeah.
I'm not good at anything, though. I'm supposed to be sneaky and steal things. I think I've stolen maybe 2 things.
Yeah. Right? Well, and
oh,
what
actually,
I've,
no,
like,
hold up. Wait, so he's smarter than I am.
Oh, I have a 17.
Yeah, he's
17.
17 intelligence?
I have a 17. Yeah.
Hey, that was his choice.
What are you now?
Well, it's because
you're
he 16. Picked...
16. Now we're the same. Yeah, we're the same.
I think he has a plus 2 bonus to intelligence because he's an Asmar.
I don't know what that means.
It's the race you chose.
Asmar.
No,
yeah.
Now he remembers.
No,
yes.
Wrong bar, buddy. No, I'm a fucking Asmar.
Yes, when he sees the list of races, he sees one that remotely resembled ass. And that's the one he chose.
And I seriously thought, I was like, Asmar. I mean, they seem like they have their shit together. Heyo, high top 5. High five, everyone.
No.
Come on. High five. Anybody? Anybody? Matt, how you feeling tonight? You feeling good about D&D?
Matt, I'll do it if you do.
Instead, you're like this, like,
no, I don't do
a hyper-intelligent, half-celestial, half-human.
Well,
what if we do it together? Like, on 3?
Come on. Touch my hands.
Dude, you just came out of the bathroom. Hell no.
I didn't wash them either.
I know.
I feel like the air does it for me. And I
you're
don't
like, look, I just need 3 minutes.
I just need, yeah. This is all it takes to go from flaccid to hard. I've been telling these guys it's a gift. No one believes me. I'm going to do it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to show. I'm going to define.
Sometimes
podcasting.
I do it without even trying.
Like halfway through this podcast, there will be just Joe in a corner. Fondling himself. The rest of us have long gone.
I thought that's what he did last week.
It'd be like,
look,
guys, it's getting harder.
So is that what you're busy doing rather than editing?
Editing what?
This podcast.
You can't do that. If anybody knows how to edit, email me, and then I will delete it, and then continue to say, I don't know what's going on. All right. Let's play this fucking game. I don't want to be here till midnight, you pieces of shit.
Hey, thanks for showing up to the podcast, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, you too, Alon. Let's give a shout-out to the homies that aren't here. Kyle, Alon.
Wait, you invite Kyle to the shit?
I invite everybody I know to this shit, and nobody shows up for you guys. And he has to. Cliff is obligated. He's got all the shit. Without him, there is no show. I could just leave this shit here. Anybody could do this. Seriously, anybody could.
By the way, this dog is horny, so if it tries humping anybody, just
I'm
go
down.
With it.
What's up?
Just go with it.
Well, that's why you didn't want me to get under the table.
I thought he wanted my chips. But
you,
it's not.
You want your chips.
All right. Cliff, will you give us a recap, maybe? Because I have no... This is the one thing I remember. Niall threw those fucking twins out the goddamn window, and then they bit that one guy, and he turned into a goddamn werewolf.
All I know is that... So I looked, and you labeled the last... Or you named the last episode A Hero's Mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm really wondering, like, who was the hero that made the mistake? Because as far as I'm concerned, there was nothing but mistakes, and there are no heroes.
I feel like we're all heroes in our own story.
We're the heroes.
A hero's mistake. And I don't feel like it was actually strategic. He healed him his first turn and threw that motherfucker out the window his second.
Yeah.
I did. I healed the were-rat because they had gotten done fighting previously where they tore up some people. And there were some guards approaching us in our guard tower. And I threw them out the window.
So... After you threw your fucking allies out a window, there was some other shenanigans. So,
he did air quotes.
Yeah, Jim Jar did say not to trust him.
So at this point, you have one of the drow, specifically the elite warrior, who has been known to like wipe the floor with you, is currently kind of surrounded by everybody. The other one is trying to get away, and he is currently stopped on the bridge facing Joe and Matt. And you guys are hopefully trying to prevent him from running away? I don't know.
What, yeah. Where's the prince again?
I tried to shock and grasp him, but...
At this point, all the NPCs have had plenty of opportunity to work their way downstairs.
Well,
so everybody
was outside, like, fighting someone. I don't remember who he was fighting.
Darendil?
Prince Darendil, yeah.
No, they're like, right at the door.
Okay.
Yeah, he stepped out
They were fighting, like, the first... Because there's two drow and then an elite drow, right?
Right. So there was three drow total. You've killed one. Yeah. Well, yeah. One of the NPCs killed it for you.
Are you sure that wasn't me? I feel like that was me.
I feel like you should start rolling d20s and not d12s when I tell you to roll a d20.
I can't know. I don't know games.
And for those people who don't know, what's a d20?
Yeah, for explain
for those,
it.
For those who are new.
Yeah. Who is it again? What's a d20?
A 20-sided die.
Don't ask me to show you which is which because I have no idea.
And what's a D12?
A 21-sided. You would think that would follow the same number sequence, but it doesn't. It just breaks rank right there and goes higher. It's so weird. Is there a 12-sided die?
Yes.
Is there a 4-sided die?
Yes.
Is there an 8-sided die?
Yes.
What's the highest it goes up to?
I don't know. That's the thing. Is like I committed to answering your questions, and you're supposed to keep answering, or you're supposed to ask the next question higher and higher. But I feel like we've reached your upper limit.
This is about as high as it goes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right.
Okay. So who goes? Cliff.
This dog just tried to hump my leg. I kicked her off, and she's licking it. She's like,
sorry. I have NPCs.
I'll get you warmed up.
He's got NPCs. So do we?
Wait. So if you have an NPC. How does that make sense?
So we are.
Is an NPC a non-playable character?
That's
non-player character. So
yeah,
we don't say the N word here.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Edit that out.
Yeah. What is this, Wheel of Fortune?
No.
So there's a lot of NPCs in this, and to help me manage all of them.
Did they say that on Wheel of Fortune?
They did once.
Really?
People who annoy you.
Oh.
Well, those are naggers.
Hey, yeah. Hey! Watch your goddamn mouth, son.
That was actually the answer.
People who nag you.
So we've said the N-word on the show before, but it was done by a black man.
No, it was done by you with
Didn't the dude who just stumbled out say the N-word, though?
I did not say the N-word.
You 100% did. I'm going to pull that podcast episode open on this podcast.
I feel like this would be the appropriate time for one of those please stand by. Yeah. If this were a video with some elevator music going.
Yeah, if I could just separate myself from this because I don't need the publicity, that'd be great.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah, you're doing great, dude. Come on, Cliff. Come on. All
right. I'd wonder which episode to click on, but I think it was called I Say the N-Word.
No, the black guy says N-Word. Thank you. That was the whole premise of that bit, was that he's black and he says it. You know what? I'm not going to be labeled as a racist any longer, okay? I'm coming out. This is the Me Too Also movement.
You can't unlabel yourself as a racist. That's other people's job.
And while you're debating on answering that question, can you tell me what your armor class is?
Armor? Oh, I love that song. Oh, I love this show. I can't hear it. It's not being picked up.
That's fine. I'm skipping to the part.
Meanwhile, you're just distracting. So,
anyways, what do you want to know?
I need to know your armor class because this shit's attacking you.
I have a 12. Attacking me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've started. I don't know about you guys.
Okay, 12.
Wait, what happened? What started?
The drow that is on the bridge is trying to attack.
Wait, so hold on. I'm. Never mind. I'll just pick it up later.
What are you doing over there?
He's playing.
Oh, okay.
He's playing black guy says, yeah, he's looking for the part where I supposedly, allegedly say the N-word on air.
Can we just accept that it happened and moved on?
No,
like,
I'm not racist, sir.
I'm not saying you're a racist. I'm just saying you're an idiot.
Sir? 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 Just joking. Okay, well, can I dodge? Can I D-O-D-G?
Well, he just hit you for 10. So does 10 beat or meet your... exceed?
10 meet or beat?
Yes,
beat
sorry.
My meat.
Okay.
This is my favorite episode of D&D so far.
So
it beats my meat, but it does not beat 14. My armor class, sir.
Okay. Oh,
I'm gonna roll a d20 just for giggles, bro. I got a 7. I don't know what I did.
I did his turn.
What's Darrendale? Prince Darrendale, his armor class. Because he's engaged currently with the Drow.
13.
13? Okay. So the Drow attempts to attack Joe and misses, and then the elite Drow warrior tries twice to hit Prince Darrendale and fails both times as well.
It's nice to see they have the same rolls that we do.
Well, everybody was using my dice last time anyways, so... Okay, so then from there it goes to Joe's turn. So Joe, we are in the middle of combat. You're standing on a bridge. Matt's standing next to you. Well, Matt's character is standing next to you, of course. And then you have a Drow in front of you who just tried to smack you across the face with a short sword.
Yeah. I want to turn to Matt and say, hey, buddy, I never got your name. what's your name, friend?
Skadoosh.
Hey, Skadoosh. Hey, I just noticed that you have flames coming out your rear end there. Is that normal for you?
No.
Is that normal?
No.
Did you eat some 2-alarm chili by chance?
No, I was chained up, being shot at by some asshole in the tower over there. So I'm not very happy.
Well, Skadoosh, today is your day, buddy. Do you want to help me fight these people?
I just want to kill the people who had us.
You're in the middle of fucking combat. Can you get back to fighting?
I feel like I have a sweater.
This is a lot more in 6 seconds.
Yeah. I feel like I have a sweater. Yeah, but
I feel like he has a lot to make up for in the fact that he just sort of showed up and started fighting with you.
Yeah.
And just like I even gave him like several opportunities. Like, do you want to talk to this person? No, I'm going to turn to the Drow and I'm going to talk mad shit and then I'm going to try to stab it and I'm going to fucking fail.
Yeah. I feel like you didn't get enough airtime last time, so
we're fine.
But before we get into killing these guys, is there anything you want to tell me about yourself?
No, let's kill this shit.
I say, if this takes any longer, I'm going to give the Drow a free turn to attack you.
I'm just going to leave you with this, with a compliment, okay? You have very nice eyebrows.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I want to fight this motherfucker.
Okay.
How do I do it? I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is
not the right
one. Is that?
That's Marcel Simon.
I was just
double fisting
cocks.
I
thought we don't talk about their names.
No, he's on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
So okay.
The only one that used an alternate thing was Alon. He used like Poggi Aguilari or something like that. All right. So am I?
You're rolling a 20.
Okay. Am I fighting or am I dodging?
You're attacking.
Okay. Here we go. I got 4.
Okay. Cool. So you got a 4.
Yeah.
It's Niall's turn.
Oh, I was gonna roll from the table. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, so you've got some NPCs over there that should be acting on your turn as well.
Yes. Okay. Do you want me to roll for these guys?
Yep.
Where are they at? They're not on the bridge with me. They're downstairs coming out the door, right?
Yes.
You're next.
So
after his NPCs.
So Bupito is pretty much taking up the door space.
Okay.
So Eldith and Sarith. Sarith's kind of in the back of the room at this point. Everybody's kind of worked their way downstairs. There is nobody left in the upper floor of the tower at this point. And so Sarith is kind of hanging towards the back of the room. Eldith couldn't get through the doorway if she tried because there is a giant
and she's got a ghetto booty.
Quaggeth in front of her.
Oh, I'm also a female in this game.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yes. It's not very good at it.
It's not working out the way I planned.
He's
All right. So now in front of these guys is what?
In front of who?
The people that are standing in front of the doorway, which is Sarith and Bupito.
No. You're not.
Just Bupito.
Yes, Bupito.
So what does Bupito see when he looks out? I mean, like, what's in front
An
of
An elite Drow warrior who's about to whoop his ass.
Okay, so I want to fight him.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. This is 20? Okay. Are you ready?
No, I'm not.
14.
What's
does he have any
what
pluses?
What is Bupito's? Let me see it.
Okay.
So Bupito's attacks, +2 to hit, so that's a 16.
Okay. Did I win?
Nope. The elite warrior. Yeah. So the elite's harder to hit.
Okay.
Had it been the other dude, he would have whooped him.
Okay.
That's why when the door opened, and Bupito just like stood there. He's like, oh, there's these two individuals, and I just slashed that one to death. Does he get one attack or two? I could have sworn he got two.
He gets two attacks, sir.
He gets two attacks because nobody can hear
attacks.
You.
He gets.
Then you should make another roll.
No hand, so he gets magic resistance, sunlight sensitivity. No, so that is...
I think
that is Eldis, so he doesn't get two. So, okay, now, can anybody else go? Can any of my other NPCs go?
They can't attack the elite drow because Bupita's in the way. So you can either move him, and everybody else can kind of file out the door, or you can have them kind of just be moral support, move around the room, whatever you want.
I want Bupita to get out of the way so the other NPCs are there in case they need to back up that elite, or fight that elite.
So you want Bupita out of the way?
I want Bupita out of the way.
Move him out of the way. So okay. He moves out of the way, and you're going to try to get somebody else to come through the door?
Yeah, I want... do all of my characters, do they have health? Are they good?
Yeah, they all have health.
Okay, I want to do Eldis, because she's got a double attack.
And you should be keeping track of their health, so if they took damage, you should have probably wrote that down.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. They're full health. Okay, so no. Okay, so now Eldis is coming out, okay?
Okay.
She's going to do a multi-attack. So okay. Two melee attacks or two ranged attacks. She's going to do two melee.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to walk all the way over here so you can roll?
I was going to ask, is that a requirement? Like,
no.
I got a 15.
Okay.
And then second one is going to be a 17. 15 and 17.
They both hit.
Sweet. Now what do you want me to do?
Now you need to roll damage.
For this one?
So it's literally on her character sheet that you have in your hand. Damage. It tells you.
D3. D8.
So she's in melee. She's going to be using her short sword. So what's the short sword damage?
1d6
plus... God damn it, man. Hold on.
Does it say it on there?
Yeah.
It doesn't say it on there, does it?
Action. So it says melee weapon attack, plus 4 to hit, 5 reach, on target, hit 5, 1d6 plus 2 piercing damage.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, so piercing, there's some stuff that's immune to certain types of damage.
I ate all the Skittles, but if you would pour this powder that's left into your mouth, please.
You hit twice, so you need 2d6.
This is a d6. I will give the dollar if he snorts it.
That is not a d6.
Is it in a line?
Is this a d6?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no.
Right. Roll it twice.
3.
This is a line.
6.
So 5 and 8, because it's plus 2 to each.
Okay.
Can you do that math? 13? 13.
Yeah.
13. You did 13 damage.
Hey, 13 damage, team. High five.
Joe, come down here. Come down here. I'm pouring this in your mouth.
Just put it in my hand. I'll lick it. Put it in my hand and I'll lick it. Okay.
I'll just throw it in your mouth.
I'm gonna
at least take a sniff of it.
Yeah, at least sniff it first.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth!
Here, I
know. No. That ain't my killer.
It's okay for Joe, but you're not. Don't feed it to my dog.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things like that.
You have standards.
Okay.
We're gonna pick this podcast up at the pet vet.
Fet's vet?
We're just gonna do it in the waiting room.
All right. So now my NPCs.
Yeah, because the staff won't kick us out or anything.
No, now, they're all right with it. This isn't the first time.
Now my NPCs are done.
So you
done,
did 13.
Right? Or
yes.
Do you want me to play the other one?
No, you only have 3 of them, so you're good.
Okay, now it's Niall's turn. What's Niall facing? What's Niall's character facing?
Niall's character is currently standing outside. They're basically surrounding the elite drow warrior on the outside.
I think the last thing I did was I healed the fainted.
You did.
Topsy.
So Topsy is prone because he just got healed because he almost died. Turvy is looking pretty rough, but is still alive. Niall jumped out a window to basically save them after he threw them to their deaths.
That's right.
Now
threw them to the elite drow warrior's death.
I mean, you could spin it however you want. That's fine. It's your character. They're your friends. If you guys had it worked out, you had it worked out. But so you guys are all on one side of the guard tower,
right?
On the bottom floor, basically trying to shove out the one door so that you can get this warrior and kill him and his friend who's trying to push his way across the bridge so that he can go get more help.
That's me and Matt. And then, did he turn into a goddamn werewolf, though, right?
Dude.
Were-rat. So not as cool, but...
So that's what Niall's facing right now. He healed the dude, and now he's facing off against a were-rat-looking motherfucker.
I've got two were-rats, though.
He's got two. It's a 2v1 right now.
Okay, good. That's good. Okay, now it's Niall's turn, right?
It would be, but unfortunately for you guys, as you guys are so focused on these two drow that are currently trying to mob their way past you to get help...
Me and Matt.
Help arrives from the other direction.
Okay, good.
And so from the other direction, two very large hulking beasts that you've come to know as the Quaggoths that are the more or less the slaves of the drow.
I kind of just shout to them. I say, you guys are fucking wimps. My dude, the fucking curly eyebrows dude. Are going to fuck you up.
So
dude.
one of them listen. kicks in the door from the other side of the tower, and they're dragging a fresh prisoner with them. So there's two, and they have currently forced their way into the room.
That's you.
What's that?
That's going to be you. Sorry, go
yeah,
ahead.
That's going to be you. You're the limp body they're currently dragging with
you
them.
You know, if I had higher strength, this wouldn't be a fucking problem.
I don't know how high you think your strength is going to be.
You
got
to get closer too, so like just lean into it.
I didn't really
it.
Want
lean
to
it.
Hear that.
Lean into it. Okay. We can just get. You can do the same thing.
You guys,
time
you guys go see that scary movie with the little girl that goes.
Just, it's like a game of chicken. We just keep getting closer to the mic.
She's got like Down syndrome.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yes, I have. That clicks. Yeah. And at the end, it's like ah ah ah, and cuts her fucking head off.
Like a little girl with Down syndrome is the witch in the movie.
Yeah.
I saw that commercial like 15 times, and I didn't manage to get through it without laughing once.
We went and saw the movie, and we laughed too. Like, it was like every quiet part, everyone just laughed the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty fucked up, but it was like, it was also kind of hilarious.
Okay, so for reference, you guys have seen kind of how much of a tough guy Prince Darendil is.
Oh, that sounds like a guitar.
It sounds like a guitar to you, but what does it sound like on the
my
podcast?
Entrance to this is I'm getting dragged along.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Welcome to the club.
You could also
you
think
have
of it as
on and some manacles.
Joining
you're
our
doing
party
shit for, until someone unlocks you, pretty much. Trust me.
Okay,
the
so
two Quaggoths are inviting you to our group. Is a way you can think of it.
Richard, do me a favor and roll a d20, and then
roll
add
a d20.
Yep,
that
and then
for
that,
future
wait,
reference,
hang on.
This is actually a 20.
Matt, can I please get you to check the dice that Joe just handed Richard?
I'm checking.
Make sure it has 20.
Make
sides.
Sure that it is actually.
He's good.
It's very pretty.
That is. Joe's got
so
glitter in
go
him
home,
too.
And it's going to be like you have stripper dust
on.
I know, right?
Suddenly, you're never invited.
Oh, it's 11.
You rolled an 11.
11. Okay.
She can ask me what I was doing. I'm going to be like, I was rolling d20.
Add your dexterity modifier.
What's
so,
that?
On your sheet, dexterity.
Yeah.
You should have your dexterity and then your modifier, which is the smaller number.
Okay.
So what is your dexterity modifier?
-1.
-1.
Okay, so you rolled a 10.
I did.
Yes. So it's
wait,
what?
It's not super dexterous. I made all him. Right. I made him cast spells better. I didn't mean him like.
All right. I get it.
Okay. So I'm gonna enter you way down here. Okay. So. All right.
I feel like my wizard's like Princess Leia.
I feel like we should just left the character alone. I think you would have done a lot better then.
Okay, so the Quaggoth have burst into the room, and they are very much confused about what's going on.
Did they?
I am going to communicate with them telepathically and telepathically.
Make them think that we're on their team.
And I am going to say, we're busting out of here. Are you too tired of being slaves? And are you going to join me and the other Quaggoth that we have with us to get out of here?
Yeah. It's a bold move,
and
Todd.
I make a
persuasion check.
Persuasion check.
Yes.
No, he does some crazy shit.
You ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. You ready to be persuaded?
Okay. That was a 9.
Plus 6.
Okay, so 14.
No, that's 15.
Okay, sorry. You sure it's not 14?
9 plus 6?
No, I'm not talking about the math. I'm talking about what the total is. I know the math is 15. I'm just saying, I don't think you're not doing as good as you think you are.
I think it was 18 now, all right?
Okay, so they have an intelligence. They don't have much of intelligence.
Good. This is like a Jedi mind trick, right? Right?
They hesitate.
Hesitate?
They hesitate. Like they're kind of like, so between the confusion of what's going on and an offer of freedom to get out of this boring ass place, they're kind of like, oh, no. You haven't completely sold them, but they're not immediately killing you.
Okay. I am going to, what do I have that I
you
can
need
give
to
them?
Inspire them.
Right?
You need to inspire them like William Wallace.
Well, all that leads to is another fucking persuasion check.
Just yell freedom. That's what you should.
Yeah, freedom. Like, what's that movie, Braveheart? Right? He's got to yell freedom.
Giving Qui-Goth weapons would be useless.
Yeah, they don't need them.
Exactly. They don't like, need them. Like I can't like throw a sword to them and be like, let's go.
No. No, their claw attack does more than any of your anything.
So I just yell at them to join us. And yeah. And I'm going to try to... Who has the key? You have the key?
I have the key because I unlocked it.
And you're
him.
On like the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, I unlocked Matt with the key. Okay. We threw it at each other.
And I... Yeah, Skadoosh, they probably have keys. Yeah. You think Qui-Goth have keys?
Sometimes.
Maybe. So I say, let's unlock this guy and let's get out of here.
Oh, no, he wasn't... which one? The one they just dragged in? Mm-hmm. No, he's unconscious. He's a fresh catch, if you will.
So you're unconscious.
Yeah, so he's a fresh catch. So he's got... He's already geared up. He's already got all his stuff on. He's not butt-ass naked like the rest of you were.
Okay, I say drop that dead weight and let's get into this combat.
Yeah, and then from the under the bridge, I'm like, hurrah! So they can't hear me, but I'm in it. I just want them to know I'm supporting them.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't think
Joe would be
even see this
great
right now
as on the suicide hotline answering calls.
Why? So people.
Yeah, it's okay. You're gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "This just solidifies my idea."
Okay, so are you gonna do anything else?
It's my turn now, so I guess I will.
You consumed most of yours, but your NPCs need to go.
That's true.
You can make an attack if you'd like.
I am going to attack with. So Topsy's going to stand up as his movement.
Yep.
And then Topsy and Turvy are both going to throw attacks out.
Okay. So Topsy and Turvy are both attacking the elite drow?
Yep, unfortunately.
Did he really get lycanthropy last time?
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time, though.
He critically failed his resistance roll.
Yeah. So he's already starting to get sketchy.
Okay.
Like it's starting to settle in.
So did he drop his sword?
It normally does take significantly longer, but in this case, he feels a little off already.
All right.
No, he hasn't dropped his sword.
Here's the
yet.
First two attacks.
Okay.
An 11 and an 18.
Plus.
And they are. I'm not doing the bite.
Okay.
1d6 plus, or sorry, it's a hit plus 4.
Plus
so
four.
I got a 22 and a 15.
Okay, the 22 does hit.
Okay. So
yay!
That's going to be 1d6.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to fall.
This guy has like 80 HP.
Yeah, he does. He's got plenty.
You
guys still have kind of only worked him halfway down.
Hey, halfway's good.
Kind of.
It's halfway more than I thought we were going to get.
Wait,
it's a little also false hope because he's definitely not halfway there yet.
Oh, so you
seven damage.
Okay,
and then they're going to roll their two bite attacks.
Okay,
because fuck it, he's already a werewolf or were-rat.
Yeah,
they can't double were-rat him.
Well, can they do both multi attack? I think they can.
So you can do
multi-attack.
One of each.
Yeah, can make two attacks, only one of which can be a bite. Okay, gotcha.
Well, I guess actually it's probably better because now that bite's done.
Yeah, you can just scratch away.
I'll just do two normal attacks because that does more damage.
Yeah,
right?
Do two more.
Yeah, two normal more. Two more normals. You didn't see that one.
I'm pretty sure I did see that one.
So one is a 19 and ooh. One is a 4 with the with the bonus.
So
bonus?
Whoever rolled the 4 is probably too busy scratching their crotch to notice anything, but the other one is more than welcome to hit
please.
The drow.
All right. 4 damage.
Okay.
And now Jimmy Jar is going to attack.
Okay.
60 more to go.
Wait, he's a little bit away, I think, so I'm going to fire my hand crossbow twice at the drow.
All right. Let's see it. And that's a 17 and 11. Dude, what the hell?
Plus
that's
4.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
These are not the players I played with last week. Like,
so plus 4, so one hits again.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Yep.
Oh, is that what it is?
We all took Viagra before we came.
We've been doping, bro.
You're talking about Viagra, and then he rolls minimum damage.
3 damage.
Hey, you can't win them all.
I think so he talked about.
I mean, he did.
And
the damage.
And I don't have a.
There just wasn't a lot.
You don't think I can come swinging with my weapon now on my dwarf? I just did some talking.
No, you can do one.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do an attack.
Is a 14.
Plus your strength, which is Or what's your total?
Four, strength plus four.
Okay, so 18 is enough.
18.
Mm-hmm.
And I do 1d6 plus four. 9 damage.
That is literally the most productive round I think you guys have had ever.
That's because I'm throwing down, all right?
No, I rolled well too, sir. We're doing better.
Now, no, that's what I'm
how
saying.
How much damage did you do?
I did. How much damage did I do?
Because I'm four? Like,
I've already moved on.
None.
I'm like at 20.
I think I did four.
That's cute.
You know, for you,
four times better than
for you, that's
game.
Doing really good.
Yeah,
like,
thank you,
know,
Cliff.
It's not about comparing yourself to others. It's about relishing in your own successes.
Right. That's a fucking bumper sticker. I love that. That's right. I'm doing better than Joe did last
So what you're
game.
Saying is I can make money by writing bumper stickers and ditching all of you.
Yeah, no. I'm going to... That's trademark. Joe tackles the world. So I'll make merch.
Anything said on the podcast is...
Yeah. IP. Okay. It's intellectual property. But your face would be there like... My name is Cliff, and I say positive things.
And then Darth Vader is going to roll an attack here.
Luke Skywalker.
Just so that you get sued by Disney.
Don't do it, Disney. Is it Matt's turn?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet. So we're going to go with Prince Darendel first. He's over there by the Elite Draw Warrior. He's going to do a multi-attack.
I got chips.
You could also just go throw that whole slab of ground beef on
one
the
one for
want.
The first one. And a 20 for the second one.
Hey-o!
One of those was notably different than the other.
It was exactly opposite. So I have... And these are claw attacks. Hey, I had a plus
Chip
5.
Chip Patrol is coming.
So it's 1d6 plus 3.
Chip Patrol
7, because I rolled a 4.
Okay, and that's all going against the Elite Warrior?
Yep.
Okay.
That's Darendel.
Okay. Okay, Boopy. Okay. What else you got?
Then I'm going to use... Skadoosh is going to try Shocking Grasp one more time at that guy that's really close.
You should explain it more thoroughly since you're a mage. You should be like, Skadoosh feels tingling in his hands.
Skadoosh looks down at
his
hand.
He doesn't feel tingly.
And it tingles.
There might be a pucker out in his asshole. I just rolled a 2.
Right. Well, that's the thing, too, is it's like, I don't know. You can look down at your hand longingly, expecting all that electricity to, you know, that normal Jesus. Thing you do with your dick every 5 minutes.
Well,
but
I imagine you'd still light your hands up with electricity. You're not failing at that. You're failing at touching him.
Yes. You're technically failing at touching him, so you're so busy and so used to... Touching yourself.
I missed him.
Yeah.
Completely. Jesus.
Richard didn't tell Miranda he was coming over.
She has no idea where the fuck I actually told her I was going to the Bush Company because I felt better about that.
Yes, there's less shame in going to a strip club than there is sitting here playing D&D.
I'll be a slave and watching porn.
So is it D&D or is it just Joe?
A little column A, a little column B.
I don't blame you. A lot of myself every day, sure.
You know, it would be really great if everybody on the podcast could actually hear all of your self-deprecation. Oh, but you're not standing next to a microphone.
They heard it all before.
Anyways, so you have...
His bananas, too.
So Shishar the Awakened, unfortunately for you, is a complete pacifist, so...
Yeah.
He's not going to do... Shishar he's not going to be attacking.
He's just...
Breakfast?
Llama, 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 llama.
Yeah. He is seeking enlightenment.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I yell at the dude that's sitting there not doing anything, reaching for enlighten, and I say, enlighten this, and then I just point at my dick.
I don't think you can see that small.
He pulls out a magnifying glass.
I may be
glass.
A dwarf in stature.
But you're a mountain below? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's dwarf too.
They call me tripod. Yeah.
But we have magic beards.
Okay.
Hey, awesome. Are your beards like braided on each side?
Yep.
Like that's what I want.
So does and his pubes are also braided.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about. Matching beards. Yeah.
Triple beard.
My dick actually just has mutton chops.
We're on the same level.
The mutton chops go down the balls.
You don't have a mullet down there?
It's
business
over.
In the
it's
front.
A comb over.
There's a lot
it's a
of
comb over. Comb over the shaft. Mutton chops down the balls.
Ooh. And that is going to be our next artwork for this fucking podcast right there. Mutton shaft. And
get on that, Ashley.
How
yes.
much?
Yes. That's exactly
how much money do you waste? How much money does your character waste maintaining that grooming?
No, that's how it grows naturally.
Oh, that's a yeah. natural? Oh, okay.
It's the natural comb over mutton chop dick beard.
Were you like embarrassed as a child? Did you? Is this something you've only kind of just recently started to come to terms with?
Dwarves are born with the hair, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah, but most of them don't look like that. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I haven't seen as many dwarf dicks as you, apparently.
No. As you all missed the conversation prior to the podcast. No, you can totally find that on the interwebs, and it's great.
I'm a dwarf in the Underdark. What's the internet?
Oh, my God.
He's like, so I'm going back to D&D.
Yeah, like that one time it helps him.
In character.
So, Richard.
Yeah.
It's your turn. There's a bunch of fucking idiots flailing all around and screaming. No, you're awake now.
Your role was to see if you were like just dead or.
Is that really what it is?
If you rolled a one, you're a dead body. You got drunk. They just announced you dead as a podcast character.
He didn't survive getting dragged in.
Now, okay.
Is he shackled or what?
No. So they basically, like, these guys just recently found you outside wandering lost.
Oh, dude,
they literally snagged you, walked you up here. The rest of these guys had to fight their way out of prison.
I came in looking like I was dominated by a
Everybody
SM
else came
queen.
In butt-ass naked and or shackled around the throat and feet. But you actually still have your quarterstaff, and you have all
you
of your...
You told me earlier I didn't have a stick.
You
told
you
me
one.
Earlier when I was strong, when I was
he
like
you,
a 17
gave you a
stick that I had.
I gave you a stick. Because Joe was like... You don't need equipment. You don't need stats. You don't need spells.
Usually I don't let the girls see it until I'm at least quarter staff as well.
So does the party start at half mast?
Or half staff.
Okay. Wait, do you wait till it's half staff and then tell them it's quarter?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, that's
and then if it doesn't get bigger than double that, I just say, I guess I'm not that attracted.
Yeah, and now this is all on you.
So do I roll
and
to get it the rest of the 3/4 the way up?
Go for it. What's he doing? Let the dungeon master set your stage.
I don't want to set the stage anymore.
The lighting's low. You can hear a babbling brook
you,
in the background.
You can just take care of it.
You slowly awaken as you hear what you don't even know is just this cacophonous, annoying noise. And you slowly look around you. And you see the two Quaggoth that have just drug your ass up here after they beat the shit out of you. And then on the other side of the room, you can see a mob of individuals basically trying to kill a drow.
What is a drow?
A drow is an elf. So they're specifically evil. They're all evil, terrible elves.
I guess we could go over that a little bit. I'm a dwarf. We've covered what that is. Joe is a human / celestial. I don't think you
yes.
can see that, though.
No, the way he's playing it, he's totally like...
You're just a human, basically.
Human in disguise.
Yeah.
He is a...
Tiefling.
It's like, he's got like a tail.
Half demon.
Yeah.
Horns. Half human, half demon.
Stuff.
Something of you is on fire, right?
And
it's
the
tail,
enemy...
Right?
Nothing's
so,
on
so,
fire.
So
he's not fucking Charmander.
We're
yeah.
in an underground slave encampment. / prison kind of thing. And
I volunteer to be here.
It. The drow are the like dark elves, basically.
Willingly.
TM.
Yes. Yeah, so the drow are literally the dark elves. So
okay. They
have all basically lived underground for a very, very long time. And they're well known as being assholes to basically everyone. Not very many drow have ever made a name for themselves as being like great individuals. There's like one and that's it. So they're
everybody
all...
Everybody loves them.
Yeah. Everybody loves that one dude who's not a complete asshole. Imagine that. So, these two guys next to you, they're the ones that beat you and dragged you here.
Okay.
And then you are more than welcome to... Basically, I describe the situation. You tell me what you want to do. and then I describe the consequences.
You can literally
if there's something you said, like, I'm going to do this thing, and you're like, and I'm just, no, it's a little out of the realm of what's really possible, I will kind of correct it, and or I'll try to guide you into something that is more feasible.
So, Richard, you could literally do, and you could reach up and grab one of those dwarven pieces of shit by the balls if you wanted to. Like, you can do,
yeah, if you want to, you can turn to one of those hairy motherfuckers next to you, cast some spells. But unfortunately, like, Joe gave you some of the shittiest spells.
Yeah.
Again, randomized, you motherfuckers.
What is alarm?
Alarm is something basically like you set up ahead of time. You have to sit there for a while. It's not going to help you in combat, but if somebody like goes through a certain area, et cetera, you'll know. And so it's really good if before everybody bailed,
who set
alarm.
Is in the same room with me at this point.
At this point, you have these guys as well as 9 other individuals. Sorry, in the room is probably about 6 other individuals, plus the 2 guys that just dragged you in. So things are getting kind of crowded in this room. You look up and who we know as Sarith, who is also a drow, is kind of chilling towards the back where these Quaggoth are.
This guy.
But he's on our side.
He's on our side. All okay. These two people are outside the door. He's kind of by you.
There's a Kuatoa, which is a fish dude.
Wait, so they're outside? Cause, can I open the door and let them in?
No.
Can I make that my turn?
No, the door's already open. They're on the... You're looking at them back... You see the back of them outside the door, and they're fighting someone in front of them.
Yeah, everybody was so super focused. Like, not a lot of people noticed that you guys have entered the room yet. You guys are the surprise.
Oh, I come in the back door.
You came in the back door.
You totally did.
So you could sing a song.
What is shitty?
He's got a hallway script. What's a hallway script? Or Hillary what? Hillary or bust?
Oh shit!
Guess you're busting.
So you're going to have to move. I mean, you don't have to move. You can just lay there on the floor limp and just hope everything blows over. You can totally just play dead for now and see how this pans out.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Do I have to roll for that? That's a pretty self-explanatory thing.
Nope, you're fine. So you're gonna hold your turn is basically what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that because I'm just a little level 1 wizard with no strength.
That just got his ass drug in here by 2 individuals who have plenty of strength.
Yeah, I'm just going to lay there and take it.
Okay.
Me turn?
It is.
Joe turn. All right, so I'm
and
over
by that,
Matt.
And by that, I mean actually the bad guys go before you.
You want the bad guys to go?
The bad guys go before you.
Okay,
well,
go
wait,
bad
wait,
guys.
Wait. Are we restarting?
Yeah, we're at the top of the round.
So really quick then. Those 2 Qui-Goth that dragged them in?
Uh-huh.
When they saw me just fucking lay into this Elite Drow Warrior with like 20 damage, they going to decide to join in with us?
So we're going to figure that out now.
All right. Because they're probably like, oh, shit.
So with
that little guy's fucking that Elite Drow Warrior up that we're so scared of.
So with advantage on the roll, the Elite Drow Warrior is going to make a...
advantage on the roll? Isn't he, like, losing his fucking mind?
Yeah, but he's still a drow. He's still... That's the only reason why
I think he's trying to, like, grasp reality right now.
He is. And the reality is he needs those 2 to help him. And... he rolled a 20 and a 17.
As attacks?
No. So he has advantage, and he's trying to convince the Quaggoths not to join you. And so I was rolling contested against your 15.
All right.
He's trying to command the drow to help him while you're trying to command... he's trying to command the Quaggoths to help him while you're trying to command the Quaggoths to just quietly walk away. Everybody's going
to
be fine.
Join me.
Oh, you want... Okay, you want straight-up fucking legions.
Yeah, get in here. We're getting out of here. I think I should have the benefit, because they want to get out. They don't want to listen to the Elite Drow Warrior.
Sort of. It's...
I think they're boss or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not like...
Do they
it's not
have
like
any
they,
loyalty to him?
Yes, that's the problem. Is like these aren't... They haven't been, like, forcibly enslaved in any sort of recent capacity. Like, they are... Like, this is how their society has worked for well before these guys came along.
So even if we had gold... Which we don't, I don't think.
I don't know that they would care about gold.
I have
35 or something.
Owed me gold after we get out of here.
Yeah, you do. The drow intentionally and basically molded these individuals.
Yeah.
They literally kidnapped them as children and then brainwashed them through their entire lives.
So are they more loyal to their own kind?
They are currently loyal to the drow.
All right.
So do I go all now?
All right, with your 20.
Do I go now? Or did the bad guy that I'm facing
He's about
go?
To kick your ass.
Yeah.
No, I got fucking Matt with his beautiful eyebrows on
my
side.
Okay, so the drow or that is currently
skadoosh,
chilling with
sorry.
You.
Skadoosh? Skadoosh. Skadoosh. Yes, Cliff, who's pointing at me right now.
Okay, he is going to try to push you off the bridge.
What a fucking cocksucker.
I thought you were underground prison or something.
No, we're on a bridge. We're on a bridge.
Remember that map I handed you that you threw back at me?
Yes.
It is an underground prison, but there are drawbridges.
Yes.
It's a huge cave system.
A cavernous, empty well of
depression. So there's, you guys are currently on, you're in a guard tower, which has two bridges, one leading back to the slave pens where you guys were, and the other one that leads forward, further into this structure. Below you is just a huge empty cavern for the most part, except for all of the giant carnivorous spiders. So...
I backflip.
You backflip?
What is he? What did he roll?
We're going to do a contested strength check, so I need you to roll a
d20.
What? Yep.
A contested strength check?
Mm-hmm. All right, motherfuckers.
It's literally his strength versus the drow's strength. All right. Okay. And I'm going to cover the die so you don't see what he rolled. Right. Because, please roll well.
13.
Okay.
What did I get?
You got pushed over the side of the bridge.
What?
I want to use my rope.
No, as he reaches over and starts to try to shove you over the side of the bridge.
Yeah.
You have now gone over the side and you're just barely hanging on. Give me a dexterity check to see whether or not you fall to your death.
What do? I roll a d20?
Yes, roll a
d20. God damn it, Clip. You don't have to get up every single
You don't have to walk all the way over here.
And no one can hear you over there.
I got a 19, Clip.
Okay. So
19, Cliff. Now what?
I almost got in there.
almost got it. Okay.
I tried to put his finger in my mouth, and it
wasn't
the first time.
Are you sure that was his finger?
Okay, 19.
Okay, so he shoves you over the side of the bridge, but you caught yourself, and so you're basically just holding onto the side.
Okay.
So instead of falling, tumbling, etc. You're now just on the other side of the rope railing, holding on.
Okay.
So you don't have much purchase. You're just precariously hanging there.
Joe's never heard the word purchase used in that way before. You're going to have to explain to him what it is.
Can you please break that down syllable by syllable?
I think I'm done and I'm moving on.
Well, I'm going to purchase myself. Let me go ahead and purchase my way off this ledge real quick.
So he is going to start to attempt to run away.
Who?
The drow.
No, Matt, will you handle this shit? Will
yes,
you?
Matt, you Dude, do get you get an attack of opportunity.
Oh, sweet.
Because he just shoved Joe and is trying to get past you guys. So you
can he trip his ass, Matt?
This'll fucking work this time.
Okay.
Do it, Matt.
Shocking grass.
Do it.
It's cantrip, right? I can do it many times.
Is that a one or is
that's
that
a five?
Oh, it's a five. Okay.
God damn it, man! Now I'm gonna die, and he's gonna get away.
No, Joe, you do the same.
For what?
You actually rolled so
five.
Exceptionally well.
Wait, hold on. I get a plus five though on melee.
You do?
Yeah, okay. That's what it says. So it's a 10.
A 10, and it would be versus his armor class, which is still too high. Okay. So it's 15.
I got a 13, Cliff.
Okay.
Wait,
with
no. He has advantage, so he rolls twice and does the highest.
Why does he have advantage?
You said. No. It's because he's run away.
Yeah.
He gets
a free attack. Yeah. So Joe actually makes purchase with this free attack.
Yeah.
How much purchase did I make with that roll?
I don't know. Let's find out. I'm really interested because this is the most exciting thing you've probably done the whole time.
After you've hit someone, Joe, what do you do?
I didn't hit him though.
Yeah, you did.
I'm hanging off the ledge though.
Well, you just fucking.
Oh, I hit him with my hand.
He shoved you because you weren't really paying attention. You weren't expecting him to just shove you. So he shoves you, but you're a really dexterous rogue, and so you just hop over onto the other side of the ropes.
Okay.
And so so he has a clear path, and you have a little bit of space that you're standing on.
And I hit him.
A little bit of purchase, and you can only, you only have one free arm.
And I hit him.
And you hit him.
I'm good. Now I roll damage.
Yes.
Which is...
six-sided die.
Maybe. What are you attacking with?
I'm attacking with my. Do I have this broadsword? I have the broadsword in my hand.
I don't think you have a broadsword in your inventory.
I've got the
short sword, maybe.
No, I've got the rapier.
Oh, right. You have a rapier.
When did he get a rapier?
No, he doesn't have one. I don't even know when he got one.
Yeah, he's got a short sword.
That wasn't on the
list. Yeah, a short sword is the only thing you can possibly have right now.
Yeah.
Rapier is what you hoped that you had started with, and then I took all your gear away.
I have a rapier.
I'm pretty sure I stole it away.
That was part of your original equipment, which we all lost.
Yeah, if you would like that, you're going to have to kill these
drow. The only thing that you have other than the short sword is crippling depression in real life.
Oh, damn.
If anybody's feeling like they need to talk out there, call me. So I got my short sword.
Okay.
So I'm going to use that.
All right. How much damage does it do?
This update changed everything.
Bruh, it's way better. Just look at the top right. It has all your fucking weapons. The damage, the range, the die you roll, the plus to the die. Joe, the right is the hand that you eat with.
I'm going to need that. Hold on.
You need to talk into your mic.
I made it larger.
He's been doing the mic thing as optional for the most
part. A shit ton of Pokemon just spawned, by the way, guys.
Oh, damn.
A 914 CP Abra. That's like nuts.
So you have a plus 4 to hit. And you do 1d6 plus 2 damage.
What did you say?
Roll a d6.
Roll a d6. Okay, here we go, boys.
Here we go, boys.
Oh, you're going to go with
goddamn it. Oh, my God. By the way, just to give everyone an idea, Joe gets up from the couch, walks across the room.
I rolled a 1.
Rolls man. Next to Cliff.
Okay, so you do 3 damage to him.
3 damage? Now what?
Huh? Is this short sword only plus 2?
Yep.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Your character sucks.
Hey, you know what? He doesn't. What he makes up for in just retardation.
You're a female, first off. So
oh yeah,
he's not making up for anything.
What she lacks in strength and endurance, she makes up with in positivity.
You don't even have male privilege on your character chart.
But I'm white, so what does that mean?
I don't know if you are white.
You're half human, half celestial. All terrible mistakes.
I'm half celestial. Why didn't you tell me this shit earlier?
You chose Asmar
to God Almighty or something.
No, just because you're descended from gods doesn't mean you care about what they have to say.
All right. So now, did I win?
You definitely did some damage. He is still alive though, and is currently struggling to try to get away.
Okay. Now, do I play my NPCs?
Yes. Okay. If you would like to, actually, you can straight up now take your turn.
Oh, okay.
The Quaggoth who dragged Richard in are now going to start to work their way into the room. And they are going to... Where's Sarith? Who is Sarith?
I have him. I have Sarith.
Okay.
So, okay, let me take my turn first, because I forgot he attacked me. I did a reaction. He went. Now it's my turn, right?
Hey, Joe, did you take your shoes off?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because I smell feet all of a
sudden. I smell feet too, but it wasn't me.
All right.
Anyways.
So now.
I think it's Joe.
Quaggoths
are the elves, right?
Quaggoths are basically hulking furry beasts. Like, you can almost look at them like werewolves. Just, they're not actually werewolves. But they're a rough physical equivalent.
Am I off the ledge or am I just leaning against the rope bridge?
You honestly rolled so awesomely that you kind of recovered from that a lot better than I thought you were going to.
So can I like use my momentum to push this dude off the bridge?
You can jump back onto the bridge, or you can just grab him and try to take both of you down.
I want to grab him and throw him off. I want to pull him down.
So this is a straight up rope bridge. Yeah. He's too far away now. He started running.
Okay.
He's on the rope bridge.
You're all on the rope bridge.
You're also on the rope bridge, though.
If your immediate thought to that was to cut the ropes,
could they make it?
Theoretically,
those two
you could
make it off the bridge before he could.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's try.
Considering they have movement and he's already used.
I mean, we've thrown people out the window. Just cut the fucking rope.
But is this not also the direction we need to go?
No, there's another.
It is also kind of the direction you need to go.
All right. Well, I'm not going to cut
just
the goddamn rope bridge. Maybe later.
You could cut.
You're further down from me. So if I cut it and you go too, right? He goes too, right? Right?
Yeah.
If
I manage
to
cut this rope bridge, I survive and he dies.
If you start screaming like Indy, and like start wrapping your arm around the rope, whatever.
But I'm sure I'm not 30 feet down. Fuck it. I don't want to die.
Is there enough? All right. So I won't cut the rope bridge. He's too far away for me to attack him. It's the only thing I can do.
Well,
is
you
get
can
up.
You can run over to him.
No, no, I'm hanging off the edge, from what I understand.
No, no, you're basically okay.
So
sorry.
Awesomely that you're back up.
Oh. Yeah, you got knocked over the side, but you didn't like fall to your death or anything. You basically got pushed over the rail.
Okay.
So your feet are touching the boards.
Okay.
You're standing.
So
you can jump
away?
Back over if you want.
Okay.
Or you can just stand here precariously and shoot at him.
Yeah.
Or you can try to run him down. It's up to you.
If I run him down, is that my turn? Like if I go to chase him, if I take flight.
You can try to run him down and then shoot at him or something like that if you want. You're not going to catch him because he doesn't have to jump over the side of the rope bridge,
yeah.
etc. So you're going to get probably halfway to him.
Shoot him in the kneecaps.
But you can try to shoot him in the back of the kneecaps.
That's what I'm thinking. I want to slow him down so Matt can get him on his turn. All right, so I want to I kneel down, okay? I'm in the prone position, so I should get some sort of like...
When are you not?
Prone is all the way down.
I lay all the way down.
Okay.
I lay down. I take my crossbow out. So now my arms are steady.
You went
my
over
knees are
back
weak.
Onto the
mom spaghetti.
You went back onto the bridge before you did that, right?
Yeah, I'm back in the
okay,
bridge.
Okay, good. Because you only had like an inch, and I'm not sure how you were gonna do that on like an inch of board.
Joe's used to working with just an inch.
Oh, okay.
It's my Saturday night special.
Okay.
Just an inch, no pinch. Come on in. I'll save the itch. Anyway, so I'm gonna get all the way down. I want to get my crossbow out. I want to shoot this fucking guy right in the back
okay.
of the kneecap.
Do it,
okay?
Please.
D20?
Yes, the D20.
No, you have to stand roll by. There.
You just rolled a 1 over there.
You
why,
have to
why
roll
is, what makes this table
right
so
here,
bad?
Right here. How about halfway?
I can't do it.
Well, you, God damn it, Joe. 12.
12 plus, what was it, 4?
Don't worry, he has to run back to his desk to
he
check his
to
stats.
He has to run back to his desk.
And then
or,
he's going
to,
if he hits, run back over here and roll damage.
So it is. It's a 16. It's plus 4. So... That is enough to hit his armor. So, 1d6 plus 2 damage. 1d6 plus 2.
5, 6, 7. High five! Why don't you high five me?
So, anyways, as this drow is running away, you jump back across over the bridge, you lay down and steady yourself,
yeah.
and you fire a crossbow bolt.
Yes.
And you see it fly through the air.
Get it.
Hit him right in the back of the lungs, and he collapses over and dies.
In the lungs.
Oh, I got him! I got him, boys! I
you
got
were,
him one
you
down.
You were aiming for his knees, though. You're a horrible.
Yeah,
shot.
But it was Joe. I mean, like, I know, I understand he was aiming for his knees, but like, we have to account for Joe.
Yeah, this is a guy who rolled the wrong dice the entire last game. Like, are you kidding me? This is great. I can't believe this.
We're actually kicking ass.
TV. Yeah, yeah, Niall.
I've kicked the most ass here, Joe. Me and my crew of were-rats.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, what's your kill count? Your kill count's currently 0. Joe's is currently 1.
Ooh, booyah!
I personally feel I killed Ront, but you just... you saved him with plot.
Saved him from you?
Yes.
Okay.
He was saved from Niall. I, yeah.
And Alon would have been dead, too. If he...
Jesus.
He would have committed suicide, though.
Okay, Joe, do you want
oh, yeah.
any of your NPCs to go?
Yeah, I want all of them to attack the closest person next to him.
Well, there's only
okay.
the Drought Warrior, Elite
yep.
Drought Elf. Oh, and then there's the two Qui-Goths.
Bupito and Darren
well, we don't know
oh,
what
no, no,
they're
no,
going to
no.
do.
Can So all three of these are outside the door, right? All three.
Sarith is not, but Bupito and
Sarith
Elidith.
Sarith is by Richard, right?
Yeah.
I want to. God damn it. What does he have?
You know what? Know what? Sir. Could Sarith maybe command the Qui-Goth because he is a drow and the drow would be maybe persuaded to listen to him?
So he's... Because
they're not super smart.
He's at a perception plus 2.
That's not
Let's do
the
it.
Number you'd look at.
Wait, what? So which one is charisma? Charisma.
Charisma, yes.
So I got a 12 plus
no,
1.
So you have a plus 1 modifier.
All right, yeah. I want to turn to them, the people that are holding Richard, and say, let that man go and join us in our fight.
They already let him go. He's laying on the
ground. Oh, join us in our fight. And then
can you specify which fight? Because
Sarith
isn't really actively involved in any fight.
Oh.
So you basically, what Niall is asking you to do is to issue orders contrary to the drow who just told them to kill
because
everybody in the room.
Because they listen to the drow. And
yes.
Sarith is a drow.
Straight up
okay,
is a drow.
Okay, so what I want to say is I want to say, that man's an imposter, the one that just gave you the orders. I am the actual person in charge right now, and I command you to fight him.
Okay. Okay.
I'm playing right. a little clone switcheroo, evil good twin type
so,
of thing.
So in order to successfully convince them, I'm going to give you a DC 15 persuasion check.
All right. So and you need to roll a 14.
You have to roll a 14 or higher.
Okay.
But, okay. All right, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. What's
I will plot? I will give you advantage on the roll because, and only because, the drow that just gave them a bunch of fucking orders is starting to grow fur and shit because of all the were rat crap. So they're a little confused by all the were rat bullshit.
Fifteen.
He slings that shit like he's in Vegas.
Your brother straight up told me not to lose these dice. Like it's he like told me 6 times.
Okay, so.
Okay.
The Quaggoth probably not going to kill you.
Okay.
Are you trying to convince them to do anything specific, or just like go kill the thing?
Kill that thing.
Okay.
That's turned into a giant fucking thing.
All right. Well, they're going to probably do that maybe when it's their turn. So okay, go ahead and...
do the other two characters?
Yep.
All right. So them, I want...
I feel like I had a higher initiative than Joe.
You probably did.
You helped me. It was teamwork.
And somehow he's going in front of me now?
Yep.
Teamwork is the dream work.
What? He's going... What did you say?
You're going in front of me all of a sudden. Finish your turn!
All right. So now...
Pidgey.
Eldis is going to attack... The elite drow warrior. She's going to do 2 melee attacks.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Are you ready? Because, you know, as you walk all the way across the room again. Okay, fine.
I'm rolling better.
Okay.
Shit.
Everything is... What the hell?
No! Don't eat it!
So you knock down a die, you knock down a soda. What else?
It's a 15.
Okay, it's a 15 on the floor.
That's just a 1.
Now roll it again, because you have 2 attacks, right?
It was a 15. Okay.
Okay. And what is her dexterity modifier?
And
whatever?
Then a 20.
What's her plus to hit?
Where do you see that?
Right here. So she has all the different options, multi-attacks. She does 2 attacks, and then she...
I don't want to leave
melee
the couch any more sticky
sword.
Than I'm going
melee
to.
Melee weapon plus 4 to hit.
Okay, so I rolled a 15 and a 20.
Okay, so 20 is going to be a crit, so she's going to double damage on that one.
Okay.
Okay, so hits 1d6 plus 2. So roll a d6.
Okay.
And this is for the first one.
2.
Okay, so that's 4 damage. Now roll a d6 again.
3.
And that's doubled, so that's 6.
Okay.
Plus her plus 2 modifiers are 8.
8. That's good.
Yes.
Okay. And now I want to attack with the other guy too, just for giggles. I'm going to roll d20. Okay.
Okay.
17.
Okay, that should be enough to hit. One plus. Does he get 1? Does he get 2 attacks? What's it up? Joe is trying and actually almost succeeding, and I don't know how to respond.
Joe's wrecking face.
He has no melee attack advantage.
Yep.
I thought he shot an arrow. Killed somebody.
Yeah, melee weaping. So, do you know.
Rampaging now?
And I'm fighting other people.
Plus 2 to hit. So. Yeah, he's usually using a short spear, is his normal thing. So he's currently using a short sword, which is the 1d6 that you're used to.
Yeah.
So 1d6 plus 2.
Okay. So roll it, or did I already do that? No, I rolled a 17 just now. And then, so 5.
He's like,
okay, so it's actually, no, his strength is 9. So his modifier is minus 1. So it's a negative 1. So 4 damage you just did?
Okay.
This drow elite warrior is looking rough as hell.
We're kicking ass over here, boys.
Niall.
Niall's
yes.
turn.
Let's see you do some stuff.
All right.
Give me 4 d20.
Okay. You have 1, 2. Oh, there's 4, right?
Sure. You know what? I'm just going to fling all these attacks at once.
Do they all have the same modifier?
I think they're all 4 to hit.
Yeah, they're also for Feblin, so they probably attack the same.
Oh, I have 6, so... Oh, no, I'm not going to roll me, but so I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. So give him a roll.
I need 2 more.
2 more.
All right. This is how you throw dice, gentlemen.
Roll.
Grab 6 of them.
Do you blow on
them? He didn't. So I see a
17. I did not do very well. What do I have to, or I guess you can't tell me.
Yeah, it's off your, so your dexterity. So.
Well, no, what I have to hit. So really, I think only the 17 hits. I got two 11s.
Nope.
And the rest are lower.
Okay, so the 17 hits. So 1d6 plus 1. Or 1d6, what is it, plus 2?
I think they're...
And the dog takes it from my hand.
1d6 plus 2. Yeah, they're all 1d6 plus 2.
Yeah.
I guess we should check that first, too.
It's pretty consistent.
5.
Okay.
And now I'm going to roll my...
So before you get to attack,
yeah.
The Elite Drow Warrior collapses.
All right. I'm going to fucking swing at him again with my dwarven hammer.
Okay.
Right at his fucking dick.
Okay. Desecration of a dead body. I'm not sure that's going to
I don't think he's dead. I was in the heat of battle, so I got a 21.
Okay.
Does that beat a dead man's armor class?
His armor class is still technically 18.
All right. Well, I hit him in the dick then.
Okay.
Good job.
And I deal... 5 piercing damage to his genitals.
Okay, well. He takes an additional 5 piercing damage to the left nut. All just right. The left one.
The left
You're
one.
Super accurate. I mean, he's dead. He's not moving much. So you can you get all the accuracy you want.
You like
I was kind
of you like skewered
I was aiming,
that
I
nut.
Was aiming down direct shaft.
Well, maybe you're not as good as you thought you were.
All right.
Either way, he's not getting back up.
All right.
He can have Rocky Mountain Oysters.
I take all his shit before anyone else can.
Did he kill the Elite Drow Warrior?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job.
And that was the last thing. The only thing left is the Qui-Goth, who haven't even done anything yet.
No, they're
and they're honestly probably on our side.
They're yeah. really confused what's going on.
No, and there's one guy that Matt is going to take care of, hopefully. Hopefully, Matt.
What do you mean? Who's left?
You
There's
shot him,
he's
dude.
Running. Oh, I killed
you,
him.
You
yeah.
killed
Jesus
him.
Fucking
You're
Christ.
The one who freaking killed him.
I killed him. Matt, high five. We did a teamwork thing. Okay. Thank you for the high five. I appreciate you.
I think you washed your hands since.
I thought I heard the sink, so I think we're okay.
It might have just been toilet.
The dog has had like a whole bowl of
water.
Chips.
Yeah, is that okay? We've been feeding him chips left and right over here.
It's probably not good.
The dog's going to have a fiery anus sure. from jalapeno chips.
Now, Cliff, what's it like
Actually,
to be?
I wasn't feeding them to him; just kept taking.
Cliff, what's it like to be DMing for the best D&D group ever? Right
I wouldn't
now?
Know.
What do we do now?
That's a good question.
You know what we better do?
Escape.
Level up.
Yeah.
No, eventually.
He said we're gonna level up when we get out.
Okay.
We go in the forest and we kill boars.
So Sarith convinces these two Quaggoth not to fucking kill you.
Sweet.
And convinces them to start heading back away to where they came from, to their little den or whatever that's right next to the slave
don't
pens.
Don't we want them to come with us?
I don't... I mean, you can try. I just genuinely don't believe you can maintain the illusion long enough. Like, at some point...
All right.
Yeah. There's already too many NPCs.
What illusion? That I'm top bitch?
In this dungeon?
I convinced them that I was the man in charge, the MIC, the Mick, if you will.
I think it's actually D-I-C because it's drow in charge.
It's head. It's
you're
H-N-I-C.
You're the dick.
It's a H-N-I-C, if you will. Anybody want to take a stab at that one?
No. Go ahead, Cliff.
No. Okay, so most of the shit the drow warrior was carrying is now demolished thoroughly. His dead body was then further
I take
beaten.
His poison sword, at least.
Anybody else want to do anything?
Don't contest that.
Then don't take the goddamn sword. Let's just get the fuck out of here. Take the We'll
what
find
the
better shit.
What sword is that?
It's just a short sword.
I throw a short... Oh, it's just a short sword. It has poison, right?
Not anymore. He got to reapply the poison.
I take his bottle of poison.
Assuming he has one.
What is he... What do we... I loot the drow warrior.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Should I roll something? He's dead. We have time, right?
Yeah, so while we're working on that.
All right.
How much time could we have? This was a lot of commotion.
It was a lot of commotion. And do you guys... What do you guys want to do?
I want to get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I want to go. I want to get out of here. I want to go see Sunshine. Go to a town... I want to go hit on some men because I'm a female. It's 2018 in the real world, okay? Me too.
I kind of pet Topsy and Turvy.
Pet.
Try to calm him down a little.
I want to talk to Richard. Can I talk to Richard?
You have to remember. I'm still playing dead.
He's playing. Dude.
Yeah, I'm still playing dead.
he's just confused as fuck, like wondering what the.
Like,
what
I
want a
group of vassals. I have a way better chance of getting out of here on my own.
I want to talk
Joe,
to Richard.
Joe, go take his quarterstaff.
Oh, so you guys are gonna go? You guys are gonna go try to loot Richard?
He's a dead body, right?
You think he's gonna loot me?
That's what I'm asking. Like, it sounds like they're just gonna try to go loot all your shit.
I want to go to Richard and say, "Hey, friend, it's okay. You don't have to. We're the good guys, man. We're the good guys. We're trying to get out of here.
Did we win?
We won.
Do we do it?
We did it. What's your name, stranger?
Bodan Sanity?
That's my name.
Yeah. Yeah, you really messed up on that one.
Wait, what?
It's Smith 1.
Is it Smith 1?
No, I'm not telling you.
No, it's just Wizard 1? Oh, Smith 1. Oh.
Yeah.
Just make a name up.
Make a name up?
Any name.
Any name, bro.
You can be whoever you want.
Hugh.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Hugh.
Hugh G.
Dodd Toil. We've got Dodd.
The G is
Dodd,
like George.
Dodd
so
Toil.
Hugh George Rection, but.
Sorry, I gotta fix this.
Okay.
Keeps coming loose.
All right.
Hugh G Rection, how are you? Are you ready to get out of here?
I'm ready to get out of here.
All right, so.
So we have Hugh.
Magical voice in the sky.
No, just Hugh. H-U-G-E.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
H. Hugh, middle initial G.
For George.
Last name Rection.
we want to get out of here. We're taking him with us. Now, do you want to give him a sword or should I? I think I have more than
one
short sword.
He's good to go. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go? Can we go? Do you want to go?
He just fucking blue-balled me with his Elite Drow Warrior gear over here. He's like, oops, the Elite Drow Warrior doesn't have anything.
So how do we
not
level
really
up?
We have to get out of here first.
Why?
That you got some.
No, it's a deal. He said that. Which is fine. We just need to get out of here.
All right, give me just a second. I can look up and see what they have. But it's not much, unfortunately.
Does he have anything in his prison wallet?
Oh.
I root around in it to see.
That's a good question.
I root around in there to see if you're hiding anything.
I get closer and help.
Does it fit a dwarven and a human hand in there at once?
Okay, so he has a. So a short sword, a hand crossbow, 20 bolts, and a chain shirt,
yes,
as well as a 100-foot coil of rope.
There are a lot of things
right
we say around here, but that is not it.
I take the 100-foot coil rope.
Okay.
I tie it around my neck.
Okay.
And I jump off the bridge.
Okay. You'll be fine because you didn't tie the other end to anything. It's going to be very dramatic, though, for everybody else.
I'm going to fall 30 feet to my death.
Okay.
No,
so as you sure? Cause I'm down.
Yeah,
No,
I'll probably roll a one and fail at killing myself. Let's I guess Richard can have at all that equipment because we already have all of that.
All right, what am I picking up?
And by Richard, I mean
Hugh.
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 You get a
this direction.
You have a crossbow, a short, what is it, small crossbow?
Hand crossbow?
Yeah, hand crossbow. That's what it's called. So you have a hand crossbow.
Do I need to write this down?
Probably.
No. Okay. This is like two against one. What is happening?
None of this shit matters. This isn't real.
It's all an illusion.
These fucking nerds don't know what's going on.
Okay. So then, skipping over most of that, because most of it's useless for him anyways.
You're useless.
How dare you?
You're the one who wants to cast spells.
No, I wanted more strength, but you fucking took that from me.
I took the strength away because you're a fucking wizard. I mean,
Harry.
You're a fucking hairy. You're a hairy wizard, Harry. All right, so let's go.
You're a wizard,
let's get
Harry.
The fuck out of here.
Wait, so what was it? I got a cross. Where do I write this down?
Just anywhere.
Just you have the same shit we do now.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Yeah. So you can write your equipment down here.
Good thing this drow warrior that's elite has all this elite gear on him.
Everyone else is
not
well,
everything
he has,
drops purples.
He has like chain on. Everybody else is in leather, so it's like he has upgraded armor. And he's basically just better trained.
All right.
All right. Let's all go to the door. Let's all get the fuck out of here.
I take off like fucking Usain Bolt down this bridge.
Okay. So as you guys are going down the bridge,
why do you run?
You can see a waterfall off to
sponsored by Puma.
Your left. So as you guys are going, there's a waterfall off to your left.
And then I put my hands up like this and make L's with both fingers and say, that way is left. And then I whisper to Richard. I say, come on, Fred.
Hugh.
Hugh. He saw correction.
But he's dyslexic, so he sees the wrong L.
All right, so we're going?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go all the way across the bridge?
Yeah.
Skip over the waterfall? Everything's good?
We're going straight to the other end of this place to get the fuck out of here, dude.
You guys have fed so many chips to this dog. She's just fucking sitting here drooling. She's got big things of drool just hanging out of her fucking mouth.
Well, they fed her jalapeno chips.
She's probably
Spicy.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know what's going on right now.
Spread out this bottle.
She's tripping balls.
Straight ketchup, bro.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I'm sorry. All right, so we're going.
Yeah, we're out.
All right.
We're already out.
Can we just click Cliff? Just be nice to us and let's get the fuck out of here. He's all.
He's like, fuck
suddenly
that.
A fucking squirrel
he's like,
up here.
This is the. He's like, you guys should have been out of here like two episodes ago. You guys put me through this
it's
shit.
It's not really my fault that you're still here, first and foremost.
If I could roll the right fucking dice.
It's not even the dice.
I would have been out here sooner.
Wait a minute. I gotta do one more thing. You need 3 minutes?
You have Topsy do...
Bite me.
You have Topsy...
I have Topsy bite me.
He wants to become a were-rat.
So yeah. Topsy...
I want 2 attacks per turn.
Topsy and Turvy both are super not okay with the were-ratism thing.
They're both were-rats right now?
No. They've started to revert back. And, like, self... Like, they're very, very self-conscious about
this. So while he's reverting,
this.
I just grab Topsy's fucking head and I just jab his teeth into my arm.
What a fucking dick.
Give me that contestant roll.
Okay, do a strength check.
Is this like to see if his teeth penetrate or something?
Yeah.
19.
Or no, he's to see if the other character like
if he
back.
Can manhandle him enough to
apparently I can't read that
he's
one.
Just flip a coin.
That was a 6 that he's putting down for
no,
everybody's knowledge.
That's what I put it down on, but the numbers are erased on some of it. Some of these dice are pretty bad.
Yeah, I have that issue too sometimes. We'll see that come up later.
Well, honestly, if it was a 6, the other one was probably a 9.
All right.
Because I'm having a hard time reading it. So they both rolled 15, because you're fighting both of them.
No, I just grabbed one of them.
I know, and they're both fighting you.
Both fighting me?
They're both fighting you.
All right, so do I get a second roll then?
No, at this point, need to roll initiative.
All right, here we go. You ready, boys?
You're the only one rolling initiative.
Yeah.
Okay, they got a 10 and a 14.
All right, can we leave now? Can we go?
No, because apparently now we're going to fight to be were-rats.
What the fuck? This is... Can we... The rest of us just leave him here to fight his own characters?
Okay.
Can we just push Niall off the bridge?
So... So a 10 and a 14. And what did you roll?
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
What do I add plus to it, by the way? Initiative? Is that just...
Your dexterity modifier.
Can I see that map again for a second?
13.
Okay. So Topsy and Turvy are fed up with your bullshit.
Great. Okay. Now we're going to sit here and watch these two fucking assholes fight each other.
They both see the direction you guys are heading, and they both run the other way.
So they're running ahead of me?
Well, I mean, everybody else is heading down the bridge towards the waterfall.
Why won't you let me be a were-rat, Cliff?
It's not that I won't let you be a were-rat. It's that I'm not going to let you force an NPC with a strict set of morals and or personal conditions that is not okay with those personal conditions force that on you.
Yeah, it's called rape, motherfucker.
So
no means no.
Yeah, right. No means no, dude.
You guys don't understand. This is a rare opportunity for the rest of our journeys. I'm going to be able to be a were-rat.
Just wait until they
chase down Topsy and Turvy.
No. Just wait until they turn into were-rats and then put your arm in their mouth.
No, they're leaving already.
Because you fucking scared them off.
It's too late. I'm committed.
So Topsy and Turvy both make attack rolls against the ropes on the bridge.
Great. Great. You better run.
They're on the bridge, though, themselves.
Motherfucker, you better run, too. You're still on the bridge.
Yeah, I'm running.
I run. Also, what is this giant ant person with 4 arms in this map? Is this supposed to be there? Are we playing
if
that?
You get there, maybe you'll find out.
I don't like it.
Okay, so one side of the rope starts to break.
I run to this goddamn ant creature with 4 arms. Right, because we're on this bridge right here, right?
So would like drinking their blood turn me into where we're at?
Waterfalls to the left, Joe.
Oh.
They literally have to bite you.
Yeah.
So are they on the bridge?
No, they've reached the other side.
They've reached the other side?
Yes, because when you run, you can double your movement.
We came this way.
You tried to attack them, lost a little bit. You're almost there.
Right?
All right.
You're like just behind them. If they were successful in cutting the bridge now, you would have fallen.
Yeah, so we're going.
Okay. But they weren't.
Okay.
So now it's your turn. You can't quite reach them to
bridge the long way.
Like grab them, but you could shoot at them. You could yell at them.
We're approaching the.
I don't like this. I don't like this. The way this is going.
Okay.
Cliff.
Let's just not do
this. Not cool. I won that strength contest, didn't I?
Can I call an Uber?
No, because they had help.
I guess they're helping. So how does that work?
What is going on
here?
They
get plus five to their roll.
Plus five. All right, they run 15.
Maybe if you're nice to them, they'll come back. And then when they turn into them, you just put your arm in their mouth. But you had to force your fucking non-consensual.
All right. Well, no, I'll just try to persuade them that I'm sorry.
There you go.
I was caught up in all the nonsense.
There you go.
And we don't need – that way doesn't get them out of here. They need to come with us to the exit. And I'm going to roll a not a good roll.
Oh, goodness.
I got a...
What did you get?
13.
They're not super convinced.
Just let him become a fucking were-rat.
They...
Just, no...
The sooner he becomes a were-rat, the sooner we get the fuck out of here.
This is my dream.
Well, you should have
let him.
You should have been nice to him. You could have like coaxed.
I thought they were still were-rats when I was doing this.
You could have gotten.
I didn't realize they had like instantly just turned back to people.
Yeah, I mean, by the time everybody's looting everything and all of that,
and by
stuff,
people, I mean fucking cowards.
Oh,
well.
Okay.
What is the rope bridge still in danger of falling?
No.
Okay.
Topsy and Turvy are not so horribly convinced that he's going to be cool with them. They stop attempting to kill him and or everybody else still on the bridge, and they are just going to peace out.
Okay.
All right.
Can I do a perception check? Can I do a perception check to see where the exit is in this place or how to get out of here?
They were our highest damage dealers, by the way.
Yeah, you're talking to me like I'm the one who tried to force rape on them.
I'm just letting them know. All I did was try to put its teeth into my arm.
They'll be back.
You just haven't seen me hit shit yet.
Yeah, he keeps rolling fours.
Let me know when your electric hands touch something.
So central to their characters, they are not okay with the whole were-rat thing.
Yeah,
and
but
we're trying super, super hard to hide it.
Yeah, and you fucking threw in a window.
And so not
dude,
only
you
did
made
you,
them come out the closet.
Yeah, you basically you forced them out into the open.
I thought they were still were-rats, which I don't think a were-rat's trying to hide their were-rat.
Just because, well, that's the thing is they may not necessarily.
No, they changed.
No, they may not. Yeah, they might not realize what happened.
So what you're saying is they'd have no reason to not.
Well, if you
bite
if
me then.
Yeah, if you were Jesus like Christ. Talking to them, bite me, and they'd probably look at you weird, wondering why the hell they want you to, or why the hell you want them to bite you.
All right.
So all right. Just like you would normally.
I want to do I want to see if I can see where the exit is, which direction we should go towards the exit, or do I know that already? Because do I know that?
So.
Do I know that? Did we come from here?
Give me a perception check. Yep, give me a d20, and whatever your character sheet says your plus to your perception is.
I got a plus 5 to perception.
Okay, everybody rolls a perception check, and it'll be whatever the collective result is. I'll give you guys that. Go ahead and roll a d20.
I got a 6. I got an 18.
Okay. 18.
11.
11.
Richard, you got to roll
it. Roll me a d20, and then add his perception to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then on your character sheet, you should say perception in the skill section.
5.
2. So.
Oh, 8. Okay. All right. Not bad.
We all have dark vision, though.
Yeah, well, it's like enough of you did okay versus enough of you doing terrible, etc. So, as you guys are going across this bridge, a couple things occur to you that you can very much see the bottom of this waterfall. It ends in what is a stark black pool, and it looks pretty calm down there. It's one of the few places that doesn't have tons and tons of spiderwebs everywhere, because as you look out below, the spiderwebs pretty much stretch from one tower to the next.
Okay.
you can see ahead of you across the way. Let's see. You see a couple of structures. And nothing really stands out about them yet, just that they're much smaller than the guard towers. They don't seem to perform the same utilitarian function. You can make whatever assumptions about them that you'd like, but they're definitely not the armory, etc., that you guys were just coming from.
Okay. So could I jump from where I am down to the bottom of that waterfall and live?
I mean, you can try anything.
Okay. Can I, like, is there any kind of, like, is there any way I can find out if there's like a door down there or something? Or like, where's this? Like,
all the information I gave you is pretty much it for now.
Okay.
So you can see across, like, there's doors and stuff on the, basically on the, I don't even know how to describe them. The other pillars, sorry, the stalactites. So the other two smaller stalactites that are ahead of you are, they have doors, et cetera, that go into them. And then beyond that, you look down and it's a pool of water.
But it's okay. So, what if I use the rope that I have to lower myself into the water?
Okay, you want to tie the rope to yourself and have everybody lower you down, or what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to explore this water. I feel like there may be a way out.
Remember, you pissed like this, off half of the group.
But
I feel like the water's a little further down than I'm giving you credit for. So it is probably a good 100 feet to the spider webs. And then a good 40 to 60 feet below that to actually get to the waterfall.
Fuck. You don't want me
to get to the water.
I'm going
to
die.
No, actually, I really want you to go down there. It's really cool.
So you can kill me?
No, just I think it's really cool.
Is there any
So we have multiple 50-foot ropes, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of rope.
You guys actually, like, you had a couple, like, 100-foot sections of rope.
Yeah, let's just, can you
Why don't
let's
we
do that?
Tie a couple of them off?
And then lower me down there.
That's what I'm saying, is, like,
so the
that's why I'm asking is, like, do you want to just tie the rope to something, or do you guys want, like, people to lower you down?
Well, I mean, yeah, I would like to tie it to something and then be anchored down there, but if they want to help. So I turn to them and I say, what's Thanos' character's name again?
Zan.
And all of you guys, and huge erection, and skadoosh. I feel like there's something down there in that water. I want to walk to that waterfall, maybe, or swim in that waterfall. Do you guys want to lower me down there so I can check it out?
Sure. I walk over towards him, and while I'm walking over, I bend down by that Elite Drought Warrior, and I just jab his fangs that he threw into my arm. Because I remembered he's a were-rat, and he's laying on the floor, and he can't strength contest me, and I jab his teeth into my arm.
Okay. Anyways, let's get me down there first, because I feel like he's going to do that for a while. Like,
yeah. I mean, considering the fact that he never fully trans... Yeah. Yeah.
I have teeth. You want me to fucking bite you?
Are you were-rat?
I will stick things inside you if you want me to.
I need. This flesh is for were-rats only.
All right. So, will you guys help me? Will you guys help me?
Yeah.
I'll help you.
Okay. All right.
So, I have a mold earth. It's about. Can I just make a section of the earth? Can you just tie a rope around? Like, if I just make a column come out of the ground?
Not with as far away as it is. But you could probably totally help him if you weren't standing, like, suspended above a bunch of water and spider webs. You guys are standing on a rope bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys never got off the... Like, you guys stopped in the middle of the bridge.
Can you tie the rope to the rope bridge?
Yes, he can. But that's the thing, is you guys stopped in the middle of the bridge. One of the sides of the rope bridge has already been cut, and now you're going to try to dangle him like fucking fishing bait down where he clearly saw a large number of giant spiders eat Ront.
Wait,
and
what?
He's just,
whoa, nobody mentioned anything about spiders.
Yeah, wait a minute here.
You said spider webs.
Yes, I did.
Joe watched them
webs.
Push Ront into the spider webs where the spiders
and then Ront,
but not in the water, and there's no spider webs over the water fountain.
Right. So you're going to hope that you don't touch any of the spider webs, and you're going to slowly work your way down into the water.
Yeah, can I do that from the rope bridge?
How long is the rope bridge?
You don't have direct access. You're going to have to hit the spider webs a little bit. So you got about, like, if you go down, you got about 20 feet of sprinting to jump over the side of...
How long is the rope bridge?
120 feet.
So why don't we just cut the other end of the rope bridge
and just hang on?
Yeah.
And it goes down as a ladder.
If you guys want to try.
All right, let's do it. Fuck yeah. I swing my mighty broadsword and cut the other side of that rope bridge so it falls in. I'm like, and while I do it, I say, everybody hang on.
That was in Dark Souls.
Okay.
I feel like the Indiana Jones theme should play.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
No, I
can't
shield on
myself.
Neither of them know how to do that. Indiana Jones.
You get, as a reaction, you can cast shield.
Okay, thank
you.
In
this one particular case.
Thank you.
So I'm holding on.
I cast shield on myself. No, I cast shield on myself so my armor
he sees this shit going downhill, literally and figuratively, and casts shield on himself.
I don't necessarily want to do that. Before he does it, can I do one other thing?
No. Oh, you get one thing.
You know.
So
he's gonna try to electrocute.
No, screw this. I'm gonna cast prestidigitation.
Okay.
And make Joe appear to have soiled himself.
What?
Let's hope it catches him off guard so he doesn't do this shit.
Okay,
I say,
so Joe,
and I just piss myself anyway.
Yeah, you say, hold on.
Hold on, guys.
You raise your short sword into the air.
And I piss myself.
And
I
then
look at him
you
and say,
seem
not
to
today.
Piss yourself. And so as you are screaming at the NPCs with a short sword in your hand, getting ready to attack the side of the ropes while you piss yourself.
Yes.
Most of them have run away, and one or two is now trying to stop you.
You
from
fucking
cutting the
whips.
Rope.
What do you want to do? Besides,
I am waiting for my
give me an attack roll
to see if I get where at it. Basically,
no, but it's for the rope. But I've been waiting to make Joe soil himself like
a four.
Fuck. It's already weak, though, right?
It is,
but you missed it. You didn't.
But you were soiling yourself.
So I got distracted and rolled a four.
No, so you hit it, but it's not enough to like cut all the way through. And so the rest of the NPCs are now working their way towards the end of the bridge, trying to get off of it.
Am I a were-rat yet?
You get one more action. No, you're not a were-rat.
So before we go do anything,
to see if I become one.
Do
no
not
rash.
Want to do that?
Before we do everything rash, we should at least have a group all together and ready to do it instead of all of us throughout the whole damn bridge.
Okay.
So here's. Okay, so here's.
All right.
Look. I want you to make a constitution saving throw. Are you running or are you chill with this? No, it was your fucking idea.
I'll even help him cut the rope.
Okay. Okay, now you get you see.
Shit.
Richard is going to help you. Yeah. So he's going to give so that'll give you +5 on your next roll.
We'll hold the other side. We'll both hold.
Are you running or staying? Are you like trying to tie yourself to the
Yeah, I'm going to tie myself to the side.
All right. Okay. So what am I doing? What do you want from me?
I need you to make an attack roll.
Another one.
But before you do that, what's the result of your constitution saving throw?
16.
Too high. You have to fail your constitution saving throw to get it.
Okay, here we go.
What's the failure rate on it? I guess you got the card, right?
Oh, you have. Oh, yeah, here.
Going in, bro.
Do it.
11. It's a DC 11 constitution saving throw. Right.
I just keep ramming those teeth in the AR.
Best dice ever used.
Wait, do I really like if I want it? Do I roll a Constitution saving throw? Because I'm just really letting those teeth get in there. I'm just
basically like he's dead and never fully transformed to begin with, and so I was giving you
just
one save.
Himself.
All right.
I was gonna give you the one save. We're gonna have to find another either were-rat or find another were something.
All right. I see Topsy and Turvy.
Oh my
you
God.
Do. You see Topsy and Turvy
oh
running
God.
Away.
All right. And I chase after them.
Okay. So Niall is going to chase after Topsy and Turvy.
I rolled a... What did I roll? A 12.
A 12 plus so 17.
Okay.
Okay. Now roll me 1d6.
2.
Plus 2. Okay. So you do quite a bit of damage to that rope.
Fuck yeah. Fuck you, rope.
It's not completely cut. But things are looking pretty sketch, and you can feel the whole bridge give under you a bit.
Okay. Does it fall?
Not yet. You're not very good at this. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going
to
do another one. Here we go.
I'll catch up, bro.
Okay, before you do it again, everybody else gets a chance to react if they want.
Yeah.
And everybody's basically holding on.
Wait, so Matt, or Skadoosh. I'm not going
to... RD.
I'm not going to hit it again, okay? What do you think the best course of action is here? Should I knock this bridge down, or do you have another plan, something different?
So you went ham on the bridge.
Most of the people should be towards the top where it's still connected to the ground, so they can climb down instead of having to swing and possibly hit shit.
Huh? That's great. What? So some more fibers of the bridge start to slip.
Everybody right. Hold the fuck on.
I was like, he started cutting through it, and then I'm like, okay, well, let's see how strong this bridge is holding on. So I roll a d20, and I rolled a 1. So things aren't looking great, and things are progressing faster than Joe had hoped.
Yeah.
And you're not falling to your death yet, but it seems a little...
We're not gonna
die. Seems a little more likely than it was a few minutes
ago. Has Zan made it across the bridge yet?
Zan was... Yeah, Zan is gone.
Right? Yeah.
Zan's gone,
dude.
Because we were fighting the Drow Warrior by the tower.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to like now do like a cutscene thing.
I've got screw rope it. On me though. Don't worry.
Okay.
Only the smart will survive anyway. So I'll do prestidigitation again and just light it a little on fire. The end of the rope. Burning.
Okay, so it is now burning.
Okay.
Would you like to hit it again,
Richard? What do you want to do?
I'll say hit it again.
Okay, let's hit it again.
So, it's between the help and the fire, you get a plus 10 to your roll.
Okay. Here we go. 12.
Okay.
22.
You hit that, Vic.
All right.
Now.
You go, Joe.
On fire.
I rolled a 12. That's a 22 with modifiers, and now the rope is broken. Go ahead, Cliff.
Right. Oh, I don't need damage.
Oh.
There was a hidden anything other than a 1, rope. And you're fine.
3.
Okay.
So one half of the drawbridge, one of the 4 pieces is cut?
No, I cut it all, bro. I bucked that bridge, bro.
So as you're swinging down, you cut clean through the handle. Both handrails drop to the side. And
it's just
as
boards.
Niall conveniently pointed out, you have to cut the boards now.
What?
Because you only cut the top part.
Yeah, you only cut the handrails.
Now it's just a flat bridge.
Yeah, so now you have no way to stand there. So now you need all of you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
God damn it.
Thanks, Niall.
I don't, because I'm not there.
You're too busy chasing were-rats.
I got an 18.
Okay.
I got a 9.
To me, this doesn't seem like an affliction.
Richard, make a d20 roll.
Sure, I tried this.
Matt's over there, like casually trying to show off his tats. He's like,
no, I'm scratching my arm.
Oh, guys, my arm itches.
That's a 6.
That's a 6. Okay, and your dexterity is like -2 or something.
How do you know it's a 9? The 6 is the exact same. It doesn't have a line on it.
Oh, it doesn't.
It's a dot. Oh, okay.
It's a -.
So, Joe, you cut both handrails off the bridge. You see it clear, not quite the effect you wanted.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like, both of your compadres here were pretty much kind of relying on those.
Yeah.
And so they both start falling.
What happens to me?
That's up to you.
Okay.
Both of your compadres have started to fall. And they are in free fall. And you have a split second to react. And how would you like to react?
I want
to
jump for them and grab them and then hold them both and then lay on the bridge. Grab them both their arms and then swing.
What are you holding on the bridge with?
I'm laying on the bridge.
Give me a dexterity check to try to grab them with a DC of 20.
What? Whoa. What the fuck? I got a 3.
Okay.
Joe falls off with us.
But don't worry, it's soft spiderweb underneath.
So you reach for both of them and attempt to grab them.
And it just runs off.
And fail horribly. All 3 of you are currently plummeting.
I don't think I should fall. I should just miss them, right?
Fine.
Because I wasn't rolling for. I was rolling.
Yeah, you're basically rolling to see if you can catch them.
Yeah, so like I'm because if they. Fall,
I just want to see you fall.
I think he rolled low enough that he fucked up. He tripped.
He's looking to kill us.
I'm not. I'm trying to save you.
Okay, so
what's your dexterity
modifier? Those two have fallen. You're having trouble seeing them now. What do you do?
Wait. So what'd you say?
What are you doing?
No. What did you?
You're
say
standing on the bridge. Those two are falling.
I want to try to save them.
You can't. They're falling. They've fallen way too far now.
Can I throw rope at them?
I mean, you could tie a rope to yourself and
right,
the bridge.
Fucking Tarzan.
I mean, so can I? Well, so they're free falling. I'm on the bridge.
There's no way that you're going to get a rope to them fast enough to stop them from hitting the spider webs.
Okay, so when I'm going to let them hit the spider web, and then I'm going to throw rope to them.
Okay.
You're thinking the spider webs will catch us?
They caught
if
Ron.
They can catch us.
No offense, but they caught Roth pretty much.
They caught Roth just fine.
Fuck.
But these aren't
I have to act
these
fast.
Aren't like
big enough webs to go between
Yeah. These aren't small spiders.
Yeah. Bro, like, these are like romp.
Let's hope they're not home.
These are like VW Bugs spiders.
Yeah. Okay. So I get my rope ready. I got my rope ready.
You're getting your rope ready.
I'm tying it to me.
Okay.
I don't know what that
means. Are you tying it to anything else or just you?
I'm tying it to the rope. I'm tying it to the rope bridge. What's left of the rope bridge?
Okay. All right. So you have one end of the rope attached to you and the other end attached to the...
I have two. How far down to the spiders is it? The spider webs.
About, what is it, about another 60 feet?
You said 100 feet to the webs and 40 to 60 to the water.
Okay, right. So I've got 100 feet. No, fuck. I've got 50 feet of normal rope and 50 feet of silk rope.
Are you going to, like, tie them together?
No. Yeah, I'm going to tie them together so I have 100 feet total so I can dangle it down to them.
How good are you at tying knots?
Captain fucking tie knots.
Look at your knot tying skill.
Wait, what? I have no idea. No, there's no.
He started to fucking look.
See
what your seamanship is.
Okay, so are you just like jumping down and hoping the rope catches you? What's going on?
No, I'm tying it to the rope bridge.
Right. You tied it to the rope bridge. You tied it to yourself. Yeah. You've got both of them tied together. So you have 100 feet of rope.
Where on yourself did you tie it to?
Wait, no, I don't want to tie it to myself.
Have you seen that video of that guy that ties it to himself and then hangs?
What? This is how I want to tie the rope like this, okay? I don't want to tie it to one side of the bridge because when they get you, it's going to spin and I'm going to fall off. I don't want to tie it to me because then when they try to pull it, the bridge is going to spin and I'm going to fall off. You follow me so far? I want to tie it around the rope.
Oh, mind you, it's 100 feet down.
Yeah.
And you have 100
feet of
rope.
The
so
more
you
rope you
tie
use,
it to the edge,
tie
and drop it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tie it to the edge of the bridge and then drop it down.
Okay.
I'm not tying it to me, to the edge of the bridge. Tie
Why
them both
is this
together,
taking so long? Joe ties the rope to the bridge and tosses it down to them.
Okay.
Done.
So as you
okay,
two are
Mr.
falling,
Were-Rat. Jesus.
Eventually you come into contact with a very sticky substance.
Semen.
You,
it's semen. For
you sure. have been cushioned by the fall, or you've been cushioned from your fall by the massive, massive spider webs. And it is only a matter of time before the spiders basically are going to show up to try to eat you. So you can either run. So you can either run towards the waterfall, which is about another 20 to 40 feet away from you where you're at right now. Or you hear Joe screaming and you see a rope starting to fall from the sky.
So I feel good about that waterfall. Like, if you guys make it to the waterfall, I'm coming with. Like, that was my goal.
Yeah. Let's go to the... I'm going to the waterfall.
Okay. So Joe is screaming at you guys to grab the rope.
Okay.
The rope is there. And you both ditch him?
That's fine. That's okay.
Is that a consensus? You both ditch him?
Wait, you want to come down also, right?
Yeah.
Or
if you
just pull the rope and pull Joe down.
No. Don't do that. I'm gonna use the rope to swing.
Joe needs to get sticky, too.
If you want to, you can grab the rope and try to make him fall.
But no, it's tied to the bridge, though.
It is, which you're standing on, conveniently.
Yeah, so you can try. You can do that. That's okay.
So if you would like to grab the rope and try to dick over Joe to make him fall.
How strong is the webbing?
Good enough for you to stand on, no problem.
So how about we tie the bottom part of Joe's rope to the spider web, and he can just...
Shimmy down.
Not quite enough rope. You're about 2 feet short because all the knots he tied.
Well, but I looted and I have rope too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So you're going to cut a length of rope so you can tie it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We're going to do that.
So now there is a rope tied to the rope bridge.
There's a rope tied to a rope tied to a spider web.
Okay. All right.
I'm heading for the waterfall.
Okay.
I shout to Richard,
I'm getting
the
off
waterfall.
The fucking...
The waterfall's like another 60 feet down.
It is. So it's 40 feet away. So the edge of if the edge of the spider webs are about another 40 feet, so this is rough terrain. You guys aren't making really good progress. So you're moving basically at half speed. So it's going to take you a little bit to get there. So while you guys are trying to get there, he's trying to climb down the rope now?
I'm waiting.
Sorry. You're just waiting?
Yeah, I'm waiting now. Because they fell on the spider web, which made a ruffle. Now they're running through it. So
okay,
these fucking
so then
spiders are coming.
Do one of you yell up and Joe to join you, or
let's get out of here. I see the exit.
Yeah, how far will it take me to get off the rope bridge and around to the side of the waterfall where I can just lower myself down?
Okay.
You
can't, though. Well, shit. All right, I climbed down the goddamn rope onto the spider web.
You coming, Zan?
Well, I'm gone.
He's fucking gone. He's gone.
Literally going the other direction.
I've caught up with Topsy and Turvy. Is the scene, end scene.
We have 10 minutes to the end of this show, so let's get it.
I guess it's going to take us like twice as long.
Yes.
If we do it split. So here's what I'm going to do.
But at this point, the party is split three ways.
I'm yelling at Topsy and Turvy.
Bite me, you pieces of shit. Be a real man. Be a real man and bite me.
Up on that.
I yell at them that I was simply trying to cure them of the were-ratism. I'm a paladin, and they can cure it by passing it on to me.
Ooh, lion, that's good. I like that. It's good.
And
go ahead, make your persuasion roll. I know you're looking for that chance.
We need to leave now, or else we're gonna be gone.
Because Joe's cutting ropes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you.
I got 20.
Okay. Good job.
So 25 total.
26.
Okay. So they are not super thrilled about the whole were-rat thing.
All right.
And they kind of buy it a little bit. Okay. All right. Maybe it was all a mistake.
Yeah.
And they're coming with you. Or they basically stop and start heading back towards you. All basically right. Accepting your apology and hoping for a cure.
All right. And I tell them to just lay into me with those babies. No, I jump off down to them. Okay. I just running jump off. Because it's just spider webs below us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just running jump off and dive into Joe's arms.
And then I hold him and say, thank you, friend.
I think I'm running with such force that it is a performance check.
It's not sexual? Is it sexual
athletics.
Performance?
Athletics. It's an athletics check.
So you need to make a dexterity check because as soon as you hit the bridge, there are no handrails.
And I tied a rope to that motherfucker.
So it is super sketchy.
Do I need to hit the bridge? Can't I just leap off the edge?
No, you can just leap off the edge if you want.
Because it's just spider web everywhere, right? So no matter where I fall.
You hope.
I hope.
It's not just spider web everywhere.
All right. Well, let's do this.
Okay.
It's not great.
What did you get?
You jump, hoping to look like a badass.
Eight.
Like you were just like the paladin to beat, and you sort of trip right at the edge.
That's good. Good
and,
job.
And instead of like Super Mario style hands up, you are now tumbling head over heels down
with me.
Down the side of a cliff.
That was just like a straight drop off.
It is. Tumble. Tumble over head over heels, not necessarily tumbling as in like hitting the side of the cliff the whole way.
He tripped and fell off the edge.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm just spinning in air.
Right.
Oh, okay, I get it. And I land.
No, you're tumbling the whole way. I want you to make 10 dexterity saves, and I want you to suffer. No, I'm just.
All right. I fall into my pillowy, soft, silken bed of spider silk.
Okay.
I climb down already, right?
And Topsy and Turvy jump after me because they're my people again.
If you say you've climbed down, then yes.
Yeah, I climb down.
Okay. So now what about the NPCs?
They all follow.
Did they or did they not? So.
Yeah.
Topsy and Turvy are kind of coming with you.
Okay.
They're not going to jump. They're going to go get the rope.
There's the rope. That's true.
Okay. So they're going to take the rope. Stool can't really climb a rope.
I hold out my hands for Stool.
What is Stool?
He's a mushroom. He's not giant either. Like I read his card, like I thought he was giant, but he's not.
He's not terribly big.
He's a fucking mushroom. He doesn't even fight. He just talks to people with his mind.
Okay,
but he can fist.
He can fist. Oh boy, can he fist?
He can fist with no arms. Might I add?
Which is
simply impressive.
Just mind fisting.
That might be what it is.
It might be.
But it doesn't say mind fist. This is wild. It's a physical mind fist.
You came over just to get fisted?
I hope this game is everything you hoped it would be.
My corgi wants you to pet
to expect. Everything is exceeding my expectations. Hugh.
G. Rexion.
Yes?
Esquire. The third. Hey.
Okay.
No,
so everybody's down on the spider webs. And as you guys are kind of working your way towards the waterfall,
yep.
You hear a cacophonous noise. and it just simply escalates. You can feel the spider webs shaking as what you can only assume are more creatures crawling across them or hitting them, etc. It's making it difficult for you guys to move anywhere, but of course you were all making a beeline basically for the edge to try to get out of here.
Yeah.
And above you, you can hear what is simply the loudest, most disgusting noises you have ever heard in your life. And all of the drow.
Go ahead. You want to say it?
All of the drow.
You haven't slept with Joe's mother.
Start yelling as well. And
I'm
you
sorry
hear
the podcast.
You hear ridiculously loud sound of battle everywhere you can hear, everywhere around you.
Okay. How far into the edge?
As you guys are working your way towards the edge, you see above you in the sky, attacking the drow, large demons.
What? Attacking the guys that kept us pinned up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep going.
Yeah, let's just keep going. I don't even want to fuck with any of that.
No, okay. Let's.
There's no way we could. Let's go.
All right. So you guys are basically making a beeline for it.
Yeah.
As you're running towards the waterfall, from the sky falls a demon, injured, who stands up and looks at you.
I fucking jab his teeth into my arm. No.
I don't know the contested strength check on that for it, but
I'm good. I'm just gonna run and jump off with my buddies. Can I have my buddies back?
I fucking
you can have your buddies.
Is it like an infernal?
And
or does it speak that?
It probably speaks infernal, but you're gonna have to find out next time.
Okay.
Is this a cliffhanger? Right
this
here?
This is it.
Cliffhanger.
This is cliffhanger.
To be continued.
Yes. So Richard, although this is probably your first game of Dungeons and Dragons you ever played, how do you feel about it?
Better now that I know what a D20 is. I feel like I learned something today.
Yeah, and yes, and I think it was a huge accomplishment. I think that this was great. This is a great first time.
It was.
Yeah.
And now that we're done, we're gonna take Richard back into the room and show him what a D4 is.
It's a D4. It's a fucking D4. So next time, tune in next time. Will we get out of here?
Gallons of lube.
Will Matt talk? Will Kadoosh talk to this fucking demon? Will I make it to the edge of the forest and say a little sprint and get back to my woodland ways? Wait, am I?
What fucking forest?
What?
What forest?
There's a forest above us. I've seen the map. I peeked into shit when he was in the bathroom. Yeah, I looked. Anyways, tune in next time. Joe tackles the world.
Joe tackles the world.
This is Joe Tackles the World.
This is Joe Tackles D&D.
No, this is Joe Tackles World D&D
edition.
No, it totally is. Is it Nile Tackles anything? No, motherfucker. My name's in the goddamn podcast, Joe Tackles D&D. What do you got to say now?
You said Joe Tackles D&D. I'm good.
I'm gonna tackle this dick. Whip it out.
I'd expect you to.
No, there's a forest above us. But we'll get into that later. Yeah,
don't
tackle the wind.
There's a force of emotions inside all of us.
So this is like the time where Clifton will close with like an inspirational quote.